And race 7 at Morfordville, take out 3, Flow Meter, 7, Streetwise Savour, and 10, Last Bullet, 3, 7, and 10. It's a good 4, the weather overcast. They watered the track yesterday in Adelaide. 6 millimetres went on. For our Sky Sports radio audience, Peter Ellis will preview Morfordville at 11 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time today. They're all the scratchings. We'll be back in a moment. We'll be joined by Mark Van Gestel to start looking at our feature program in Sydney at Canterbury.
Did you know that over a third of jockeys are involved in a fall every year? Even the best jockeys can have their lives changed in an instant.
That's why Lucrative Super is a proud partner of the National Jockeys Trust, ensuring strong ongoing financial support for injured jockeys and their families. You'll see the Lucrative Super name on the backside of every jockey. Lucrative Super, the award-winning super fund.
Find out how Lucrative Super can help you. Jump online today and search for Jockeys Backside.
Race for millions at the New Look Queensland Summer Racing Carnival. The New Look Queensland Summer now includes 3 feature lead-in race days packed with 14 black-type races to prepare you for Jeep Magic Millions Race Day. There's also 4 Magic Millions wildcard races, the $1.5 million Queensland Summer Crowns and the 100k Villiers Burnborough Bonus. Race for riches in Queensland. Download the New Look Queensland Summer Carnival program at racingqueensland.com.au.
On the line is Stuart, who found love earlier than expected.
That's right. Yeah, it was just after the third leg of the quaddy.
Go on.
Well, I was 3 from 3 and even had a roughie in there, but the last leg had me nervous, the quaddy killer. So I went for Tab's quaddy cash out and still came out in front.
That'll settle the nerves. If you love an early collect, cash out of your quaddy this spring carnival with Tab's quaddy cash out. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Dynamic Syndications and Gaywater House offer a colt by Loop de Vega, a champion young sire. Our 2-year-old's from the sizzling speed family of Overreach, Reward for Effort and Catnipped.
He's a cracker. He's absolutely big, strong, a stallion I've got a lot of time for. Because this one, chosen by Dynamic, showed that they really liked him. I do too.
Join the Dynamic Gaywater House team. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360-808.
This is Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley. Brought to you by Tab. We love a bet.
Yes, welcome back. This is Racing HQ and the man beside me. Oh, look at $1 million.
I'll tell you what, this is very friendly, this situation here. You know, you don't normally have me this close.
No, I don't. And personally, I wish I didn't have you this close this morning. How's the week been at Flemington, Glenn Munsey?
It's been good, Andrew. We've had a very, very strong week business-wise. Fixed odds up 11% on the Melbourne Cup. A pretty handy result there and a good result on quite a number of races. On a personal front, it's been all right. I've been undercover and a long way away from everyone, so yes, I haven't seen a great deal of people.
No, you have, but you're still around for tab.com.au. Ron Duffacy and Mike Fraser, how are you going, guys? How'd you get through brekkie, Ron?
I got through it very nice. I was a bit choking up a bit now, looking at your two heads on the screen there. But anyway.
I reckon mine's looking all right.
Oh, yeah, I'm lucky I've got a big flat screen.
people.
Just be careful, Eight
lucky there's not three of us there.
Yeah,
I know that.
I've got
the widest angled lens of Channel 7's got.
Well, the TV guys were told to widen the camera, but at this stage, unfortunately, they haven't. But Ron Duppas here with us, so too Mike Fraser. We'll get Mark Van Gestel in just a tick to go through all of the races here at Canterbury. 12:35, the first. How's the punting been on it overall at this stage, Glenn? Quiet, or are we still...
A couple of races pretty quiet, Andrew, and a couple of races pretty brisk. So, just like a normal Saturday.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to it. Repeating, Tim Clark takes the ride on Verbal here, number 13. I'll just check whether Mark Van Gestel is online. The Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
How's it look, mate? We're on a good three, and there's going to be a bit of a windy old day out there with free entry.
Yeah, it's started to pick up already, the wind, Andrew, so... Hopefully it doesn't get too gusty, but look, Canterbury's been playing pretty good over the last few weeks since the renovations, and good to see we're out there today.
All right, well, take us through horses of interest.
Andrew, in the third race before Herrera, Ramwick on the 15th of October, and the Tats Lightning beat him at 6.5 lengths behind Speeth, but it never really got clear running in the straight, and probably in the circumstances, the margin's a bit unfair. Certainly should have finished closer than what it did. To the fourth race, the Highway, and Bahala Member at Queanbeyan on the 23rd of October, finished second behind a Force of Magic, beaten a half length, but just making the home turn, it was held up, and then at the 400 metre mark had to be checked when it was disappointed for a run, shifted back to the inside, and it finished the race off quite well. Certainly should have been much closer to the winner there in that race. Race 5, Andrew, we did notify there a change of tactics, ins and out. Gerald Ryan told us earlier in the week that the horse is to be ridden back from its draw today, so that's been notified. Number 7, Suspense at Ramwick on the 22nd of October. We did speak to Connections in respect to the run of the horse, and they notified that it was to be ridden with cover on that occasion. It settled a little further back, but probably was just unsuited by the way the race was run. They came home at about 33.3 and really found it difficult to make up ground. Was beaten 6 lengths by Reincarnate, but probably had some excuses. Over then to race 8 and High Opinion at Warwick Farm on the 12th of October. Karen McAvoy told us that didn't really appreciate racing amongst other horses. It raced tight, making the home turn, and then over the final 100 metres, it didn't really obtain clear running and couldn't be tested. Karen also suggested that the horse would benefit from blinkers and a step up in distance, and it gets both of those today, stepping up to the 1900, so probably look for it to improve. In the final event, Andrew, Magic Alibi, we also did announce there another change of tactics where Gerald Ryan has told us to be ridden with cover today. It's just over raced outside the lead at Ramwick on the 15th of October and ultimately went to the front, and the effort told on the horse, and it was weakened in the straight, but certainly had some excuses when finishing down the track behind Egyptian Symbol. And the other one to mention there, the last, Andrew, Infradig at Warwick Farm on the 19th of October. It just raced wide without cover and consequently didn't really finish the race off all that well, but probably had some excuses in that race as well.
Okay, for Tony Gollan there, race 9. Good on you, Mark. Enjoy the day out there at Canterbury, mate.
Good, thanks very much.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Glenn Munsey is right beside me with the markets for Canterbury. So let's get going, Glenn. The first of 9 races begins at 12.35. The tab plate, the scratching of run all night. It's been scratched here and also in Brisbane today. We'll wait for it for another day.
Rightio, let's start them. Ipso facto, he is $11. Excuse me, Malahat at $2.60 and favourite. Zinzi, 15. Cool Mover at 12. Zinzi with winkers on today and race plates. Cool Mover at 12. Milanese Girl at $3.20. Rita Bell at 35. Run All Night out, no deduction. And Teaspoon is a $4.20 chance. Best supported runner here is Milanese Girl. $3.50 into $3.20. A long, long way ahead of the second pick, Malahat.
Speed in the race, well, I think all the pace is drawn inside. You've got Milanese Girl from Barrier 1, Teaspoon from 3, and this Queenslander, Cool Mover down. He's coming off a trial at the Gold Coast from Barrier 2. I think they're the ones that will go forward. The only other horse I would give consideration to is this top one, Ipso Facto. Now, it's been in 2 trials, and it's been sort of jagged in both of them, so... Now, just a little bit of a query on what they do with it, because if they decide to press the button, it does have some pace.
Yeah, tricky race. Very tricky race. I think this whole day comes down to pattern. If you like, if the leaders are getting a fair go, there's you can adjust your form one way, or if the track's playing fair, you could get more confident about other horses. So, look, at this stage, we treat it fair, the track, because obviously we've got a wind blowing, we've got a different rail position today. And so, just keep that in mind. Keep an eye on the races. I'm left with number 5 here, Milanese Girl. I know it was a very slow trial, but she showed speed. She showed, like she was a real athlete in the trial. She wanted to bound and really get on with the job. And she's got the pedigree to run through the line here at 1,100 metres. Look, the rails draws a huge advantage, I would have thought, for a filly like her. Just did race a little bit greenly there in a trial there at home. So just that little query on her. But look, Crystal wouldn't bring her to the races unless he was 100% happy with their education process. I think the danger It could be number four here, Cool Mover. And I think the key to this filly is that she had a 1,000-metre trial at the Gold Coast. You know, she just popped there, one out, one back. She drove through the middle, looked well-educated. You know, Gillian's got a heap of two-year-olds up and running today. I think she's got about five in that Brisbane race. So she's hand-selected this one and another one in this race, Inzi, to come down here. So I am treating her with respect here. To Malat, the only trial was good, finishing off well behind Ace High, who Ace High has franked that form, running well last week. And likewise with Teaspoon, to two trials, the last one behind Champagne Cuddles, who was a winner last week. So lots of different ways to go here. And having another look at Ipso Factor, considering this is an 1,100-metre two-year-old race, there's a chance he could be last man standing here as well. Don't know, 5-4-2-8.
Yeah, well, look, I'm with the toppy here in Ipso Facto. You know, there's a number of ways you could obviously go, but when in these early two-year-old races, I look for the ones that are coming out of fast-run races. Now, in his first trial, it ran the second fastest overall time with the 12 heats. The second horse in that Jungle Eyes come out and won a two-year-old at Muswellbrook by 5.5 lengths on debut. And this horse's most recent trial, when it ran second again, the time was very fast. They ran 47.6 in this trial, and the only ones that to better it on the day were Craftiness and Super 2, and they ran 0.2 seconds quicker. As I say, I love two-year-olds that come out of fast-run trials. I think this horse has got ability, and I just think it could give Mark Newnham a nice little win here. I've got in on top of the 5, Milanese Girl, pretty much as Ronnie said. It was a slow time in the trial, but she showed enough to tell you that she has got ability. You know, a couple of times in the straight there where she got a little balance and he gave her a little squeeze, she really accelerated and got up into a nice stride. She did shy at the winning post or something there.
Yeah.
But, look, I don't think that's going to be an issue. And barrier one here, getting around on the rail, is going to be a big plus. 4 for 3rd, Cool Mover, down from Queensland. I was quite impressed with its trial. Showed a lot of race sense. Was given another one that was just given a little squeeze up and accelerated nicely. So there's something there for it, for sure and certain. And Malat, number 2 from the Godolphin Yard. There was nothing wrong with its trial. Came off the bit about the 250, but was really strong in the latter stages and did run through the line. Interesting race. I've had something on this top weight. I'm 1, 5, 4, and 2.
Darren Flindell calling all the action for Canterbury today, and he likes 5, Milanese Girl, in the first to beat 8, 2, and 1. 5, 8, 2, and 1 in race number 1. Ron and Mike, this is going to be an interesting hour for Glenn and I here, because...
What's he making,
sitting,
pancakes? Or
well,
taking
no,
over
we're
the
sitting desk? So close to each other, but we can't talk to each other because the mics are on.
Above the desk. Andrew,
haven't you got a
request, right?
Haven't you got a button that you can press to shut
no
it up?
No magic button.
You
no.
Can't
no.
Cough. You
Jeez,
can't
you're in trouble this morning.
Yeah, no, we can't cough. We can't do anything. And when I got to talk to him, I've got to write it down on a sheet of paper, and then he replies back to me.
Might be in prison.
Oh, my God.
Maybe you can text each other.
Might be the quicker way. Glenn, what about this small field, the Schweppes?
Okay, the second race here, Andrew, Chasseur, is a $1.65 favourite. Show'em at $4.80. We've got Miss Ballantyne, $3.50. 50 Ways at 16. Full Throttle come out this morning, 12 cents a win and 11 cents a place. Well, good support for Chasseur here. Was $2.80 in to that $1.65. Has been averaged out at around about $2.10 for the support here. No interest in another runner.
Well, speed in the race. Well, obviously, look, the two go forward horses in a field of four are Show'em and Miss Ballantyne. I would imagine Miss Ballantyne on the back up, fully fit now. If Jason Collett just lets her roll to the front to try to get her in a rhythm, she'll lead from Show'em, and the other two will be, you know, settle third and fourth.
Yes. Yeah, look, I've missed the start here big time. $1.65. Wow. $2.80. Easy to say now. Should have took it. This is a good colt. This is a good colt. I love the way he's savaged the line, both his starts to date. One back in July there where he charged home at his first start when he was unfancied. Then all of a sudden he starts favourite first up. He's been well educated at the trials, and he just blouses in that maiden there at Warwick Farm. I really like the look of him. I know he's got 61 kilos, and it's very tricky, these small fields, you know, especially with favourites. How many times do you see, you know, the Bolter win the... there he is on screen there. Look at that win. He just arrogant. He should beat them. One on top, two Shoham's the danger, three Miss Ballantyne with that soft lead, and 450 ways. One, two, three, four.
Yeah, look, I've gone with Miss Ballantyne here on the quick backup after that, you know, good solid enough win there on Tuesday. First crack at 1550. She's got a 2 kilo penalty, but actually drops half a kilo on that win on Tuesday. She gets controlled here. A dry surface suits her. And I think if she gets, you know, easy enough time in front, she's bound to have something to offer when challenged. I lean towards her. Look, I'm going to put Shoham in for second. This horse has been pretty good all five runs his preparation. He had too much to do at Kembla in that maiden the other day and fought on well. Then he got checked and was ridden back at Canterbury last start and overpowered them. And also, it was only a maiden, but the time was fast. I think if he comes away cleanly from barrier one, he's just going to be dropped straight in the second spot there. I think he'll acquit himself well. No, look, no knock on this favourite at all, Shashur. Ran on well when it won that Warwick Farm. Let's put it in perspective. It won a set weights made at Warwick Farm where every runner carried 56. All of a sudden it turns up from a maiden to a benchmark 67. It's got 61 kilos on its back. Look, I take the point that it's got plenty of ability, but they've certainly saddled it up with a bit of a weight here. 3-2-1 and for fourth, number 450 ways.
It's a 58 limit, though. You know, like the 50 ways, he's got 58, hasn't he?
Well, yeah, yeah. It wasn't until the bottom one came out.
Yeah, true.
It wasn't until the bottom one came out. So anyway, on 3-2-1 and 4.
Darren Flindell likes 2 Shoham to be 3-1 and 4, 2-3-1 and 4. But the one thing from a punting point of view, while the guys discuss everything here, the putters have just latched onto the toppy there, haven't they?
Yeah, which is a little bit unusual in a race where they only want to back one runner.
You know, might change.
Yeah.
Could change.
Well, when you consider the other day when it did win, it was a $2.70 chance, and then, you know, we've averaged it out at $2.10. It going up, you know, as Michael said, going up in weight, going a harder race. You know, it hasn't got massive amounts of, you know, things in its favour.
Yeah, understand.
But promising, might be able to overcome it.
You right, asked him a question there.
That's the Schweppes Handicap race number 2. Race 3 here is the hashtag the races handicap. The Stormman comes out. I think it was one of the outsiders in the race here, but this is the current market.
Yeah, we've got Harara, $21 chance. Sarajevo at $4.80. Mr. Manhattan, $3.20 and favourite. Paint at 5. The Stormman came out this morning, 2 cents a win and nothing the place. Lucky Meteor at 4.60. Wonderbolt at 9. Eminent Duke at 21. And ISO Rich is a $26 chance. Best supported runner here is Mr. Manhattan. Did go up 350. Did go up favourite at that price, so he's in from 350 to 320. Second pick, Sarajevo, having its first start for Christian Lees, is 460 out to 480.
Yeah, speed in the race. Look, there's no pressure in numbers, but horses like Lucky Meteor, he likes to roll along. Coming off that fast Grafton win last start, he'll press forward and hold his spot. I think Isa Rich with no weight on its back will cross from a wide draw and maybe cover it. Then we've got horses like Paint, first up, beautiful draw. He could easily drop into the box seat with a horse like the Stormman outside him. And then if you've got to find a spot for Mr. Manhattan, I see maybe, you know, three pairs back sitting out a horse like sitting outside a horse like Harara, maybe.
Yeah, agree with all that. Yeah, look, this will, you know, a tricky little race again. I have to go with the winning strike rate of Mr. Manhattan. He's had a freshen up and a soft trial since getting over the top of an easier field than this. But look, he's a regular winner. He seems to get enough speed up front here. If the swoopers can come into play, he's the one. He's the one. The other one is Sarajevo. He's been obviously sold. From Godolphin to Australian Bloodstock, first run for the new stable. But I'll tell you one thing, they found a beautiful race for him. He's got his poor strike rate, but he's well placed to improve here. Not the worst, 2 wins from 16 starts. But look at the, you know, he's running the shorts and the lightning, and he's 2 runs back and a second is His Majesty first up. So that form nearly wins this race. The horse I'm worried about is this Lucky Meteor. He gets the ratings allowance being a country horse. He's a winner of 10 races. He broke the record at Grafton at home last time for the 1100. He gets control up front, and if that's an asset here, he's certainly got a very good chance, although the market's reacted to his chance here. And Paint, well, he's genuine. And he'll run a race. 3, 2, 6 and 4. The horse one that I had more than a second glance at. It was Eminent Duke here, number 8. He's up to 1,100 third up, and if anyone likes a long shot, I thought he mapped quite well here.
Yeah, good little race this. I'm going to go with Jad Pride's horse, Paint. He's first up, as we all know. He's had the two trials. He's been good in two of his fresh runs, and they've both been on dry tracks. He did win fresh last preparation, first up at Warwick Farm, over 1,000. He's got the claim here. He'll box seat. And, you know, he's going to give you a sight for quite a long way. I lean towards him to beat. I thought Wonderbolt could improve today. He's on the quick backup from a close-up fifth last Saturday in that upscale race over today's journey of 1,100. Was back on the inside in the worst ground line and certainly was far from disgraced. Gets back to a dry track, which is the absolute key for this horse. It's a dry track horse. And I think, although poorly drawn, if he can sort of settle midfield or just a little bit worse, certainly has a turn of foot if things fall into place. 4 to beat 7, 3 Mr. Manhattan, absolutely no knock on the horse at all. He was good at Warwick Farm winning. He's had a 33-day break and a nice cold trial. 60.5 kilos for the first time. Don't really see that as a problem. Look for him to be charging home. And for fourth, number 9, this horse, Iso Rich. He was up on the speed in a fast run race first up at Randwick in the worst ground with a big weight. He gets a claim here. He dropped 6 kilos in the weights. And he's certainly going to, you know, map to be in the right spot, maybe sitting outside the leader, Lucky Meteor. And, you know, he's a realistic place chance for sure. 4, 7, 3, and 9.
Can I just ask you one? What did you think of that second trial of Paint there? He was sort of up there, and he seemed to be under pressure dropping off there late.
Well, I noticed that, and on first glance I thought, oh, you know, what's happened here? But I just think he let him do it, Ron. You know,
okay, yep.
That's what I'm...
Maybe it was a short course trial or...
Yeah. Yeah, no, but I take your point. But yeah, he wasn't bashing him. He just sort of let him come back out of the trial. 4, 7, 3, 9. Sorry,
4, 7, 3, and 9 for Mike and for Darren Flindell. 3 Mr. Manhattan to beat 4, 7, and 2. 3, 4, 7, and 2. Sarajevo's a new one for Chris Lees, as you've heard from the boys there. But he's also got Press Report now. He's training that horse, and also Del Cello, former Murray Baker horse from New Zealand. So some horses have joined Chris Lee's stable. Press Report, Ron, you've got a horse with Lee Curtis. What a day it was for him on Thursday.
Oh, he'll probably put the fees up now. Group 1, you know, Group 1 Spring Carnival, you know.
What about the bow?
Oh, that's the best. That was the best. That was worth every cent of the thousand.
He got the thousand, but it was worth doing.
Oh, that was beautiful to watch.
Go around the world, that one.
Yeah.
It will.
I tell you what, the cheer in the Tabcorp office was very, very big. Not because of the result.
Don't rub it
most
in.
Most of the staff were on it.
Oh, were they? Okay, yeah. Righto. Your voice is just hanging in there.
Yeah, sounds like you were on it.
No.
We're going to take a break, then we'll be back to look at race 4, which is the first leg of a jackpot Big 6 today at Canterbury.
Mum, do you want to know the long-range forecast for this summer?
Yes.
Moderate temperatures, gentle breezes, and cool gift cards.
Gift cards?
When you buy an air conditioner from Bingley.
Which one, Lionel?
We've got the latest models from Fujitsu, Mitsubishi Electric, LG, and Panasonic.
What could be better?
A bonus Bingley gift card, up to $200, depending on the size of the aircon.
So beat the heat this summer.
With a brand new aircon and a bonus gift card from Bingley.
Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for details.
Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader, celebrates the Melbourne Cup.
What a finish to the Melbourne Cup. El Mandan putting his nose in front of Heartbreak City. They hit the line. El Mandan. El Mandan won it by a very narrow margin from Heartbreak City.
Oh, how lucky am I, mate? It's just the elation. The elation's unreal, mate. It's been well prepared by Lloyd and just a dream, mate. It's great to be part of it again.
Every day, every magical spring moment is on Sky Sports Radio.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
New South Wales owners and trainers can race for riches at this year's New Look Queensland Summer Racing Carnival. The New Look Queensland Summer now includes three feature lead-in race day pack with 14 black type events and four Magic Millions wildcard races to prepare you for Jeep Magic Millions race day. There's also the new $1.5 million Queensland Summer Crown bonuses for 2 and 3 year olds and sprinters. Download the program racingqueensland.com.au.
This is Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley. Brought to you by TAB. We love a bet.
Yes, Glenn Munsey alongside me here this morning. Ron Duffersey and Mike Fraser. We're previewing Canterbury. Race 4, Glenn, it's the first leg of a Big Six jackpot. How much today?
50,000, Andrew.
Just throwing in the 50. Yeah, there is a massive one down in Melbourne, too, if you've got a Vic Tab account, a Super Tab account. $3.5 million quaddy at Flemington today.
Yeah, guaranteed pool. And I think the $7.5 million first four got to some ridiculous figure the other day in the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, no, they've gone right over the top. But for us, a Big Six jackpot of 50,000, and we start with the Tab Highway.
Yeah, let's get into them here. Dynamic Concept for Timmy Donnelly back on his old stamping ground at Canterbury at $15. Rin Viata came out yesterday, 13 cents the win and 12 cents the place. Sunny Fame is a $3.20 chance and makes it favourite. Whirlwind Ascent at 12, Builds a Goodie at $4. Uncle Jerry came out yesterday, 5 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Valhalla Member at 15, Artistic Beauty out this morning, 17 cents a win and 15 cents a place. Cliff is a $4.60 chance. DeBeek, Winkers On and the Blinkers coming off, and good luck to Bernadette Murphy there and all the owners with DeBeek at 12. Mr. Spins, a $26 chance. Little Miss Chelsea at 41. Verbal, with Timmy Clark to ride at 26. And Cherry Court, Blinkers On and the Winkers Off at $81. Well, not a huge betting race here, but the best supported runner is Cliff in front of Valhalla Member.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race is all drawn out. Why we've got Cliff going forward with Verbal and DeBeek. I think we've seen Cliff, it's got plenty of natural pace, so it'll take up the running from those other two. And then horses that are, you know, better drawn, horses like Sunny Fame, maybe three pairs back. With this horse, Mr. Spin, drawn inside, it may be, you know, they could posse up three pairs back. But those three wide runners, they'll go forward, and Cliff should take the running up.
Yeah, I think that's all pretty well set in concrete there. They'll concede to Cliff here, especially after Joe's, you know, put it on the table this morning saying, you know, we're going to be aggressive. So they'll leave him in the lead and he takes some running down. Look, they're just having such an amazing run in these races, Matty Dunn and his stable, and you've got to respect them. They've got the right sort of form lines. He's won a few races at the Gold Coast there, this horse, Sunny Fame. And then straight to the mile last time, and look, maybe the tighter track, 50-50 with a nice cover run here could really help him. I have to lean his way. Three on top, Sunny Fame. I think Bill's a goodie, an interesting horse, is the danger, a seven-year-old who is lightly raced. I thought he stuck on pretty well on the inside going there the other day. Nine, Cliff, will give plenty of cheek up front. And 10, DeBeek. Is around the mark of late and won't be far away here. 3, 5, 9 and 10. And just Donnelly, Curtis, Andrew, I think he's going to join us on Thoroughbred Weekly on Sunday.
Oh, fantastic. Tomorrow morning you can watch it on Sky Thoroughbred Central and, of course, hear it as well if you're driving around on Sky Sports Radio. That'll be fantastic with Lee Curtis tomorrow. Mike, who do you fancy in race 4?
I like Bill's a goodie. I'm terrified of the barrier and where it's going to get in the run, but I think Ronnie and I both tipped this last Saturday. He's only lightly raced. He was impressive winning at Cessnock in a maiden, albeit on a heavy track, but he ran really fast time. As Ron said, his run at Rosehill last Saturday was good. He came through the worst ground along the fence. That was his first run for 33 days. I think he's been looking for the trip. If he drew a barrier, I'd say he was probably a good thing. But he's just got to navigate that awkward draw from the 1550 at Canterbury there. If he gets the right run, he's the one to beat. I thought this horse was a silly prize, number 11, Mr. Spin. He's another one that hasn't had much racing. Now, he had two runs back this prep, both at Coffs Harbour on wet tracks, which he's no good at. He stepped him up in distance and he powered home off an unsuitable tempo to win at Grafton. His Coffs Harbour run last start was also good off an unsuitable tempo, and here he is back on a dry track again, having his fifth run at a trip that suits with no weight in his back from barrier one. By geez, I think he'll run a cheeky race at a big price for quite a long way. 5 to beat 11, a 10 to Beak. Been consistent of late. His last four runs have been good. He stepped up to the mile at Wagga the other day and was really good. He's another one that excels on dry tracks, has the pace to cross and get into a good spot. And number three, Sunny Fame, for fourth. All those things that Ronnie pointed out were really good. I was just a little bit concerned about the 1550 because he definitely had every chance there at Eagle Farm in that Class 3 over the mile. But he does map well and does get his chance. I like 5, 11, 10 and 3. I think 11's a great each way bet at the price.
Darren Flindell likes Valhalla member here, number 7. What price is it at the moment?
$15. But you see, this is a vastly different market to what we went up. Valhalla member went up $51.
Yeah.
Mr. Spin went up $100. But you've got to realise, Rin Viata went up equal favourite. Uncle Jerry was an $8 chance. And Artistic Beauty was equal favourite with always Sunny Fame. So it's a vastly different market to what we went up.
So Darren Flindell's numbers 7 to beat 3, 1 and 5. 7, 3, 1 and 5 in the Tab Highway. Race 5 is the Randvet here, and we've heard from Joe Pride. He just wants to see this toppy attack the line today.
Yeah, well, he's got a tongue tie on today, Kiro. Of course, he's a Tab Rewards horse, so good luck to the people sharing in the ownership of Kiro today, where he's an $8 chance. Ins and Outs at $5. Very Delicious is a $26. Fine Mist at $19. Grundesite, $3.70. Snoopy, a $3 favourite. And Suspense is a $5 chance. Slightly more money on Snoopy than is on Ins and Outs here. They're the top two picks. Snoopy's been $2.80 out to $3. Ins and Outs been $6 into $5. And third pick is actually Kira.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race with the announcement that Ins and Outs is going to be ridden back, it's fine to lead her. And I suspect that Suspense from that barrier will be guaranteed to find the rail and more than likely keep the others at bay.
Mike, I'll just jump in. For people that are watching us on TV, just be aware that while the speed map there says that Ins and Outs is going to go forward, there has been an announcement since this speed map was supplied by Racing and Sports.
Yeah, that's correct. As I said, I've got Suspense probably taking the running up. Grundesieg will hold its spot. Kiro's interesting, but I suspect they'll probably ride it back if they wanted to. They could give him a dig in the ribs and, you know, he could come across on the speed. So all in all, after all that, it is a little bit messy, Ron.
Very, very messy. This race is... could be run anyway, because he was the fast horse in the race, Ins and Out. Snoopy's got, who showed brilliant speed in that trial the other day, but he was fresh. You know, you got Fine Mist, who can show speed on her day if she wants to. Like you said, Suspense will kick up underneath them. Grundesieg, you know, who knows where he won't be giving up, you know, third defence really easily here. So it's completely up in the air. Look, I thought this was massive odds, Ins and Outs. I'm guarded with the change of tactics, but I suppose... that's what Gerald wants to do here. I'm still comfortable with him. I was sort of marking him nearly favourite in a race like this. That's a strong race he comes out of Tuesday. That Kaepernick race. I want to be on him at the odds, no matter what the tactics are. Two on top, six Snoopy's the danger. He's had a nice little freshen up and a brilliant trial since the Cameron there last time. You know, judge him on his, you know, C.O. Marks run and a couple of those other runs behind Sir Bacchus and His Majesty. It shapes up pretty well for a race like this. Five Grundesieg, he's just got that fat Canterbury record, hasn't he? He's had five starts here for four wins and a second. He maps well. He's up in class, but still, he does really react around this course. And number one, Kuro, probably the pig of the rest, but you do want to see him do it. I'm 2, 6, 5, and 1.
Yeah, I'm going to have a bit of a throw at the stumps with Kuro. Well, not throw at the stumps, he's only an $8 chance. But look, he's first up here, it's well known. His last two fresh runs have been in Melbourne. He went around the McEwen in the Group 2, won by Chautauqua. And then in another Group 2 race at Caulfield, the Rubiton. And, well, as far as you can say, there was no official trial with either of those runs. Here he is back here in Sydney, off two trials. Now, when he came back from his last Caulfield preparation, he was produced in a race at Hawkesbury off a bit of an ease up there. He had 61 kilos. He could beat three quarters of a length in the worst ground behind Furnaces. Ins and Outs was in the same race. and he was hard in the market. I just think if it'll all be told in the first 200 metres where he finishes. I think if he finishes in a good spot where he can relax, I think he may have something to offer. So, look, I'm going to lean towards him with the claim to beat the seven. Suspense. He's been quite sound his first two runs this prep. He was a bit disappointing as favourites last start, but there were excuses offered. I think back to the drives are key, and he's only had two runs at Canterbury and won them both. And look, if he gets on pace favours here, where it looks likely that he will, he's going to take a fair bit of running down. One to beat seven, five Grundersig in great form. As Ronnie said, he's a track specialist. He's won four or five, and his only other run, he was a close second, so he really has an affinity from the track, and he's got barrier one. And six for four, Snoopy. No knock on the horse at all. He's definitely got the figures to win. His last two runs in the Theo Mark and the Cameron were quite good. 50-day break and a nice cold trial. And it should be noted that three of this horse's four wins have been when it's fresh, so it's fresh here, so ready to produce something. 1, 7, 5, and 6.
Darren Flindell is like you, Ron. He's gone with ins and outs here, number 2, to beat 5, 6 and 7. 2, 5, 6 and 7 for Darren Flindell in the Randvet Handicap race number 5, which is the second leg of the Big Six jackpot. But we get down to the first leg of the quad, rather the main quaddie. Of course, we've got the early quaddie on those first four races and then the regular quaddie on 6 through to 9 here, Glenn.
Yes, Andrew, and Reincarnate here is the $2.50 favourite. Commission, back from a break at 16. Regins is a $13 chance. Ziggy Willie is out, no deduction. Sir Plush at $2.80. Dark Steel at 7. Dream Folk, 101. Will Hardly Ever at 7. Zinzan Elsie came out on Wednesday. 16 cents to the win and nothing to place there. And Magic Dallas is a $41 chance. Well, funnily enough, this is the race they have totally avoided in playing with anything.
Speed in the race here. Well, we've got Reincarnate's going to hold his spot from barrier one. I think the other horse that'll apply some pressure is Dark Steel. And Range is number 3 from a good draw, a holder spot. Sir Plush, I think he'll just drop in, maybe one out, one back, just tagging those three. No speed in numbers, but these horses can roll a little bit.
Yeah, look, he was absolutely gifted the race last time, Reincarnate. Could well happen again, although he's up 6 kilos here. But I want to go the other way here, Sir Plush. It looked like he had every possible last time, but the leader just sprinted too quick for him. Today, he is third up, and Reincarnate's fourth up. I think that's a little advantage to Sir Plush, being right at the top of his game here. I'll go his way. He's come back better than ever. I think Will Hardly Ever's the danger. If a few of these get at each other a little bit early here, he's a fresh horse who loves dry tracks, but he wants the run-ons to be in play. That's the only thing. This is a nice race for him to resume in because he's got really good, you know, first and second up form. Reincarnate, no knock, and he does get Patton to suit him there from barrier one today again. And best of the rest is, well I think a gap out to third pick, fourth pick is Stark Steel, number 6. I like 5-8-1 and then out to 6.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like Sir Plush. It was good winning, overcame problems to win narrowly first up at Rose Hill. Well documented, was a sit and sprint affair. He was up on the speed. As I say, when he won first up, they put the pace on and he charged home. Second up in a dawdling run race, he was sort of left a bit flat-footed, was still brave. He did a similar thing last prep. He raced well first up. He was tailed off second up at 7-2, and he came back third up, although it was only an orange maiden, but he did win it by 5 lengths and then kept improving to win his next two or three starts. So he's got a pattern to bounce back here third up. He just gets the right run. I think he'd be terribly hard to beat. I've got him on top of the two. Commission, I thought this horse was a little bit of a watch. He's first up from quite a lengthy spell. He's had two nice cold trials. First up last prep in a benchmark 80 over 1350, ran a crack of a race, was beaten half a length. He was only 240 days off there, but notwithstanding, his two trials suggested he's got something to offer, and I just think at the price there, you know, he can run a bit of a race. One Reincarnate, it's well documented, he got all favours winning last start, it was strong to the line, but he was entitled to be. He's drawn the rail here again at Canterbury, so he's going to be in the right spot, no issue there at all. And for fourth, number 6, Dark Steel. This horse is, was a Class 3 winner first up, has second up form. The dry suits him, the map suits him. I think he's more or less only a place chance, but he is going to get the right run. 5, 2, 1, and 6.
It's amazing how stables, Ron and Mike, go through little hiccups. They are Bjorn Baker stable had that virus go through and just flatten many of his horses. But, geez, rebounded, hasn't he, in the last, month?
Oh, definitely. He's, his team's ready to perform over the Christmas period for sure.
Yeah, and winning Rupert, I think, is not far away. In race 6 for Darren, it's 1 Reincarnate to beat 3, 5 and 8. 1, 3, 5 and 8 for Darren Flindell in race number 6. There we go. Are we going all right?
Yeah, I'm flying.
You flying? There we go, Ron and Mike. Everything's going all right?
Yeah, everything's going well, Andrew.
Say 40 and we're up to race 7.
That's why I'm
just adding you can go through some markets. You'll have plenty to do there,
Ed.
Well, let's go through it.
Okay.
Race 7 market for Canterbury.
Now, the Ashbury handicap, and a lot of people might say, Ashbury, what relevance has that got to racing? Mm. Well, Ashbury is actually the suburb where the Canterbury racecourse is.
Okay.
A combination of Ashfield and Canterbury.
Well, it's free admission for those folk there. We urge the locals to come out and walk through the gates and enjoy local racing.
Yes, and this race 7 on the program, starts with Red Excitement, who's a $7 chance. A Destiny Kiss, Destiny's Kiss, at $13. Magicool at $51. We've got Religify, the $1.80 favourite, scratch from Hawkesbury, on Thursday to run here. Gods in Him at $5, Dance of Heroes at $10, Dylan's Rojo at $21, and Wine and Dine is a $26 chance. All About Religify here, 190 into 180.
Now the speed in the race, Religify, barrier 1, he'll just cruise along and go straight to the front. Dylan's Rojo will drive him behind. Maybe Dance of Heroes can hold some sort of a spot there, maybe third the fence, and God's in Him is an interesting runner that, you know, from that draw, they certainly got the gate speed to come and be one out, one back, but the favourite flies solo in front.
Yeah, look, yeah, I agree with that. I don't know about fly solo because Dylan's Rojo is a free running sort of.
Oh, if he wants to put it to him, for sure. Yeah.
He might bring himself undone. That's Well, they'll bring each other undone if that happens. But that's the that's up for debate. That one, whether he hands up to Dylan's Rojo or holds the lead. I'd say he holds the lead. Look, I have to tip him. I thought he showed terrific courage in his two runs back. He got softened up last time, and when a beaten horse, he fought back. Interesting. What Chris's theory with him is running the distance here. I'll believe him. He's the trainer. He knows his horse well. He's had him all the way. And yeah, look, I don't know whether I want to take $1.80, but I don't know whether I want to tip against him. 4 on top of 5. God's in him. He was just run off his legs in fast time first up there behind Thunder Fantasy, where they nearly broke that record. Showed he was back in business with a recent trial, looking very good. He's a big improver, God's in him today, but comes down to track pattern with him. Dance of Heroes was terrific first up, I would have thought. He needed the run. It was a mile first up. He did work to get across. He was there with 100 metres to go and just blew out. He's the value runner here. 2 Destiny's Kiss, the best of the rest. I keep having a look at Dylan's Rojo. I wouldn't be surprised if he runs some sort of race here. 4, 5, 6 and 2.
Yeah, I'm going to have to lean towards the fave also. He's had the two runs back this prep, both over 1,400. Which, you know, it's well documented. We all said, oh, that's probably his maximum trip. But he's had those two runs under his belt. And he's had it served up to him in both contests, and he certainly hasn't laid down in either of those runs. So, look, he's been strong on the line, and he's only got to just get, you know, half-decent time up here on this tight-turning track. You would think that he's going to run this trip. And the other key factor is he gets back onto a bone-dry track again because he's a dry-track horse. 4 on top. 6 Dance of Heroes. Look, I thought that was a terrific effort first up there behind Maud again. He jumped well, and then he eased him back, and he went, oh, this is no good. And then he sort of circled the field, sat up on the speed. He had 61 kilos on his back. He was still there with 100 to go. He, as Ronnie said, he did blow out a little bit late, but, you know, all that early effort and the, you know, the working up on the speed took its toll. Only slight concern, I just hope it didn't sort of knock him around too much that run, because if it didn't, and he's only got to make marginal improvement, I think he's definitely the second pick. 4 to beat 6, 5 God's in him. Tad disappointing first up, it's well documented. He showed with a recent trial that he could be back on track. 28-day break. And he's he's a horse that when he's right, he's got plenty of ability, and he should map quite okay here. 4.65, and the other one you mentioned, Dylan's Rojo, I have thrown it in for fourth. It was a massive improvement there, second up at Port Macquarie, rated through the roof, and then he started 7-2 his next start at Taree, and he just couldn't repeat the performance. I went back through his form. He's got a little bit of a pattern to do that, to go backwards off big effort. So if he bounces back anywhere near that run, he's going to run a cheeky race. 4.65 and 7.
Guys, Darren Flindell's made Red Excitement his top tip here. I know you can't tip, and you've mentioned a couple there extra, Ron. What are your thoughts on him second up today for Gerald?
Well, I would have thought that probably that soft track was a little bit against him first up. I thought he was obviously an improver here. He's one tough horse when he's right. He's had injury problems throughout his career. So, look, if there was any confidence on track, I'd have a second look at him.
What's he been? 8-7, Glenn.
Yeah. Well, since markets first went up, and where does he sit overall in the scheme of things? Fourth pick.
Okay. All right. Well, Darren likes it. Number one, Red Excitement, to beat 4, 5, and 6. 1, 4, 5, and 6 in race number 7. Race 8 here at Canterbury is the McGrath Estate Agents. It's over the 1,900 metres here. Sebring Sally, it was about $20 when it came out.
Yeah, a 2-cent deduction there. But Mr Steele, with blinkers on today, is at $18. My Giuliano at $4.40. Eschiel at $5. Take Wing at 13. Sebring Sally out, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. And we go to Multifacets at $5.50. Diamond Made for Brucey Cross across Nosebend on today, $31. Ascot Red at 11. Be Like Dad at 10. Rosalicia at 10. High Opinion with the blinkers on at 9. And Attaboy Ross is a $41 chance. Best supported runner here is My Giuliano in front of Eschiel.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, it's drawn a little wide as far as I can see. Mr Steele second up, getting up to 1,900. He does take a little bit of time to get into stride, but I think by the time they get to the winning post here on the first time, I think he will probably come across. Be Like Dad, also drawn wide. It's got Canterbury experience at the track and distance. It's got plenty of gate speed. I think it'll cruise across in the second spot. Then I've got horses like Attaboy Ross holding the rail. And the other wide runner there from Barrier 12 was Diamond Maid. It'll try and find some sort of a spot. But I think eventually Mr Steele could take up the running.
Yeah, I agree with Attaboy Ross will kick up, but I agree. They'll be aggressive. He's a real grinder, isn't he, Mr Steele? This is a more competitive race. There's a number of ways you could go here. I'm with this gelding Eschiel. I think he's up to a more suitable distance third up. He's ready to produce. He had a couple of good runs, you know, in the Grand Prix and the rough habit there behind McIntosh in the winter. He gets the claim and a good draw. Lean his way. I thought the danger was a big improver is High Opinion here. I like the fact that he's third up in distance with his blinkers back on. Tim Clark to ride on the limit. Wait, he'll run a race. My Giuliano, I thought he had a lot of favours winning last start at Randwick, but he keeps getting the job done. Horse he beat at Parkers, it'll be hard to beat in Melbourne today. He's got good form, and he continues to hold it. I know he's got 61, but he did win with 60 kilos 3 starts back. Best of the rest, maybe number 8 here, Ascot Red. This is an improver as well. He ran fourth in the South Australian Derby before a break, and he's a winner second up. So third up off a win, a staying horse, must be considered. $11 is looking pretty juicy odds, a horse like him. Multifacet's got a chance. There's other ways you could go. 3, 11, 2, and 8, competitive race.
Yeah, certainly is. I'm going with the one you haven't mentioned there in Be Like Dad from the David Payne Yard. This horse got back on the dry tracks his last 3 starts and started to show some improvement. 2 runs back, had all favours winning this track and distance in a little benchmark 72. And then his most recent start also here at Canterbury over today's trip. I think he was a little unlucky. He got sort of shut out at the wrong time. Eventually got clear. He sort of ran on strongly and then was just nutted in a good duel. I think if he had got out at the right time, he would have been off and gone and probably would have had back-to-back wins. Just has to come across from that draw with the claim. It gets a soft run. I think he'll be competitive. To beat the 6 Multifacets, I had him in my placings there the other day. Just this computer's frozen on me. Here we go. I tipped him in my placings last Saturday when it was okay behind Maher. He was through on the inside in the worst ground there at Rose Hill. Here he is, fourth up, gets the right trip, gets a dry track. He's only had one run at the track and he was successful, and they've claimed again on him today. So it's just the issue with the barrier where he gets, but if he gets the right run, I'm sure he'll be competitive. 3 SEL for third has been okay. Two runs back this preparation at Randwick and Warwick Farm, up to 1600. He did win third and fourth up last prep, so they're probably ready to produce something like its best. And for fourth, number 8, Ascot Red, as Ronnie said, improved sharply there. Winning second up at Gosford over a mile, and he's only had two preparations where he's raced third up and he's improved dramatically on both of those, so stats are looking good for him there. 9, 6, 3 and 8.
11's the fancy here for Darren Flindell, high opinion for Chris Lees and Tim Clark. 11 on top to beat 6, 2 and 8. 11, 6, 2 and 8 for Chris. I tell you something, Ron, you know how when you get into an area and you're in awe of someone?
Yes, Andrew?
It's Lenny the computer that I'm in awe of.
Larry.
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 Well, I'm in awe of
Lenny's brother. It's Lenny's brother, Larry.
Oh, no, I'm not. Hey, guys, you've got twins. To do for the last 5 minutes is cough. Cough.
Larry's in Sydney and Larry's in Melbourne.
Yeah, that's right.
We need a gear change for Glenn. We need a tongue tie.
Yeah, no, he tried to hide the cough from his microphone, but was unaware that mine was actually still open. It didn't matter. It was going to be
he
hurt.
He needs a nasal strip.
A tie back is probably what he needs.
I need a spell. I don't know about anything else.
Right, let's get the market for the last at Canterbury.
Right, it's the Highland Race colours here, the last of 9 at Canterbury Park, where Magic Alibi's an $8.50 chance. Untamed Diamond at 9. La Cheval at 12. Pieknar is $26. Zinzan Elsie at $4.80, equal favourite. Rose of Man, $4.80, equal favourite. Danelle out this morning, 4 cents the win and 5 cents the place. Navua missed out this morning, 3 cents the win and 4 cents the place. 15 Sunflowers at 11. Perizada is a $9 chance. Echelaire at 26. And Infra Dig at $4.80, equal favourite. So 3 equal favourites here in the last race. That screen is telling you $4.60 Zinzan and Elsie. Well, Larry is telling me that it's $4.80, and I'll believe Larry. Right, in the last here, the best supported runner is the bottom one in Infra Dig in front of Rose of Man.
Okay, well, the speed in the race, those two scratchings have taken a little bit of the heat out because they were both on-pace runners, but we're left with Untamed Diamond and La Cheval coming across. What else have we got there? Perzita can hold some sort of a spot. Number 11 down the bottom, another one that's nicely drawn, can maybe get into a one out, one back. And then Zinzan Elsie holding a spot. But a little bit of the pressure's come out of the race, Ron, but they still should roll along at a reasonable tempo.
Yeah, it all comes down to what's happened earlier in the day, how hard they go, the potential still to go hard, or they could steady up, which you'd expect a lot of speed in an 1,100-metre race, you know. Not as long to the first turn there. A couple of these horses have got to kick up. I was very hot on Rosa Mann here with all the pressure up front with a few of the others in it. I'm still like her. I just feel that the drier track is what she's been waiting for, and a little bit of pressure on up front. 1100's perfect for her. I can just see her launching on these horses late here. I respect the 3-year-old in for a dig. Beat 15 Sunflowers there at Gosford, and then Legitimate Excuses went wide facing the breeze last time. Gets another chance. 5 Zinzan Elsie is a genuine type who stuck on well there at behind Grunder's Eat there last time at this track. Probably good credentials for a race like this, and although back in distance, I don't think that'll suit her. She's fairly sharp and adaptable. And now that a bit of speed's come out of this race, La Cheval with a little freshen up and a claim could give a bit of cheek. 6, 12, 5 and 3.
Yeah, it's an interesting race. I'm with Rose of Man with reservations. Her run at Randwick the other day in marginally inferior ground was quite good. That was the first appearance in 56 days. You go back through her previous four runs, 3 of them were on wet tracks, and sandwiched in amongst them was a dry track effort at Randwick where she missed the start and got back and charged home to run fourth. The key to her chances are A, the dry track. She's a dry track horse for sure and certain. Her slow and heavy track runs have been disappointing. She gets the right surface. It's just whether she, gets the right racing pattern on the day to suit her. If they're closing late, she's the one. She's probably too good for them. Six on top, 10 Pazita. I'll throw it in for second. This horse comes off a 43-day break. Its previous five runs were all good, two wins and some good solid efforts. All on wet. Comes back to a dry track, but that's not a problem. The horse is quite good on dry tracks. Maps quite beautifully behind the speed here, and look, it's more a place chance than anything else, but certainly can run a race. For third, number 12, in for a dig. Rated well winning first up at Gosford. Beaten nearly five lengths there, second up as a 5-2 chance. Raced a little bit flat. Has got a pattern to bounce back. 17 days since that last run, and if it gets into the right spot from that draw, it should be running on quite strongly. 6, 10, 12, and I'll throw in, how do you pronounce number 11?
Etchelair, I have.
Etchelair, down the bottom there. Fitter for two runs back. They were both on pace effort, so it should be a lot fitter now, and certainly does map well, and with the claim, has got no weight. Interesting race to finish the day, but I think if the run-ons are suited, it's going to be hard to hold out. 6, 10, 12, 11.
Well, Darren Flindell's gone for the toppy here. The one that Josh Parr spoke about way back this morning, saying that he'll try and ride the horse with a bit of patience today to produce that speed. I talk of Magic Alibi, number one, to beat 5, 12 and 6. 1, 5, 12 and 6 in the last four. Darren Flindell's best is Red Excitement. One that we spoke about earlier. Race 7, number 1, Red Excitement, the best for Darren. Mike, what's your best, mate?
Best of the short-priced horses is race 6, number 5, Sir Plush. I think the race is going to unfold perfectly for him. And I just got to tell you again, this thing in the highway race 4, number 11, Mr. Spin, at that price from where he's going to be, he's going to run a cheeky race for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Spin, what have we got there?
$26.
Okay.
Good odds.
Righto. What about you, Ron? Now, you were keen on Rose of Man as a best bet. Are you still equally?
I was keen on races 2 and 9, but the odds are gone, race 2, so we'll forget him at $1.65. So race 9, number 6, Rose of Man, with a proviso that you can come from the back, because if you can, I think she'll blouse them.
Okay, Rose of Man. Guys, we've got a couple of minutes here to have a look at Flemington with those two group ones, if we can, and get some thoughts. What's the market on the sort of the top three or four in the first of them, the Emirates?
Yeah, well, the favourite here is the United States at $3.50, over Vadamos at $4, Hauraki's at $9, and then down to the three-year-old Good Standing at $10. Endless Drama, the import of Chris's, and Palantino, both $11 chances.
Okay, Ron, what do you think here?
I think if Damien Oliver can get this to switch off Vadamos, I think it'll win. I thought he was very, very brave when he was a beaten horse in the Cox Plate. He missed the start, he bolted. Winks put pay to him on the point of the turn, and he showed enough courage to fight on. I know he was beaten a long way, but he still ran forth in a high-pressure race, so if he can get into a rhythm here and Oliver can switch him off, I certainly think he's the horse to beat. Obviously, I respect the United States. I thought Happy Clapper would run a race, and I'm very, very wary of Endless Drama.
Yeah, for sure, of what Chris said this morning. What about you, Mike?
I'm pretty much the same. I'm not the same as Ron. I'm just the same as the market. I thought the United States was the way to go. I'd be interested to see if Iraqi can bounce back from his Cox Plate effort. It seems that Cox Plate race took it out of a few horses, like Yankee Rose. She failed on Thursday, whether it was the trip or what, but she never got in the hunt in the Oaks, and Hartnell was beaten in the Melbourne Cup, so Hauraki, it definitely took it out of him, and if he bounces back, I thought he could be competitive, and as Ronnie said, Endless Drama. I'll be very interested to see how it performs.
Okay, 90 seconds here. Glenn, what about the other group one?
Yeah, the Dali. The favourite here is our boy Malachi, $4.60, over the quarterback at $5.50. Lankan Rupee, next pick at $6. And then we've got $8 each of two, Fell Swoop and Malaguera.
Righto, Duff.
Malaguera, the quarterback, and Spieth for me. And of the other races, I think have something on Happy Hannah and the Matriarch.
Okay, what about you and the Dali, Mike?
I thought it was a nice race for our boy Malachi. He's a terrific horse. I don't think he's going to have any issue with up the straight and the quarterback. Both runs back have been terrific. He won first up and he closed well second up. So his running through the line sectionals have been terrific. So I'm expecting another good run from him.
Righto. And Ron's other one there, the Matriarch, is race 6, number 16, Happy Hannah, for Peter and Paul Snowden. And the Melbourne Cup dual-winning jockey in Kieran McAvoy. Ron, we'll hear you right through the day, whether it be on Sky Thoroughbred Central or indeed Sky Sports Radio with the late mail from Canterbury. Have a good day out there, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
And Mike, you back plenty of winners, eh?
Cheers, boys.
Good on you. Mike Fraser and Ron Duffersey completing our Canterbury preview. All the information to be seen on Sky. Of course, Sky Racing 1 right through the afternoon. You'll be getting Tony Brazel with the information there as well today. The first at Canterbury comes up at 12:35 and the last of 9 at 5 past 6. And don't forget, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, it's Thoroughbred Weekly and special guest will be Oaks winning trainer Lee Curtis. After this break, the more racing preview continue right here on Sky.
New Zealand Bloodstock's Ready to Run sale is in a league of its own.
Turn me loose in front, they hit the line, turn me loose!
Celebrating more than double the number of stakes wins of any comparable sale in the past four seasons, including 16 Group 1 wins in that time, where others have had none. The 2016 Ready to Run sale. With over 500 well-trained two-year-olds on offer, we'll see you at Karaka on the 16th and 17th of November. New Zealand Bloodstock, where winning begins.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
Every day, Sky Sports Radio's National Racing Service brings you the winners. You just can't afford to miss our Tab Late Mail, interviews with jockeys and trainers,
or our Tab Market Movers.
Kane Rupp here, number 8 today. It opened at $51. It's now 7. So something's happened there. It'll be 8.
It's got 3. It's got 4. It's got the money. Kane Rupp has been sensationally back here at Wagga.
The National Racing Service, from midday.
Always a winner.
On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Race for millions at the New Look Queensland Summer Racing Carnival. The New Look Queensland Summer now includes three feature leading race days, packed with 14 black type races to prepare you for Jeep Magic Millions Race Day. There's also four Magic Millions wildcard races, the $1.5 million Queensland Summer Crowns, and the $100k Villiers Burnborough bonus. Race for riches in Queensland. Download the New Look Queensland Summer Carnival program at racingqueensland.com.au.
This is Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley. Brought to you by TAB. We love a bet.
Yes, it's the final day of Flemington in Melbourne. We're about to be joined by Dean Lester and Mark Hutter to go through the nine races. Obviously on the 7 network for TAB.com.au. Glenn Munsey, how's the activity been? I mean, you mentioned earlier that the jackpots have been absolutely incredible. What about the other races, the away from the features?
Well, the boys were only commenting to me on Thursday night, Andrew. They were astounded the amount of money that was turned over on Thursday.
Right.
You know, being a normal work day, and
yep.
You know, there's still 60,000 people turn up at the races, but they were very, very happy with the turnover on Thursday. And well, they're very happy at the moment because they're winning.
Yes,
they tend to be a lot more approachable when they've had a winning week.
All right. Well, these two Group Ones are really attractive, aren't they? The Emirates and the Dali that we've gone through. Let's go through the scratchings. It's a good four. They're saying the wind's meant to ease through the day. We'll get a bit more...
pretty cool outside.
Is it?
Yeah,
okay. So a good four. Overall penetrometer, 4.86. In the straight, it's 4.85 to the inner and 4.89 to the outer. And they watered last night. 5 millimetres went on. Race one, take out 3, 10 and 12. 3, 10 and 12. Race two, 6, 11 and 12. Race 3, take out number 8. Race 4, the four emergencies come out of the Hilton, 17, 18, 19 and 20. Race 5, number 7, Goldstone, Coldstone is out number 7. Race 6, the Matriarch, 1 Real Love, 5 Gabella and 11 Tidy Profit, 1, 5 and 11. Race 7, the Emirates, Scottish came out yesterday with a wrenched fetlock, so it's out. Race 7, number 7. Race 8, clear, and race 9, take out 4, 5, 7, 11 and 12. 4, 5, 7, 11 and 12. Now, some jockey changes that you'll need. Race 2, number 8, is now Caitlin Mathien. Race 4, number 7, is Stephen Baster. In race 6, the rider for 7 is Craig Williams. And 9, Chris Parnham. And then in race 9, number 9 is Caitlin Mathien. So that gives you the very latest there for Flemington. Dean Lester's about to join us, but Mark Hutter's online. Mark, good morning to you, mate.
Morning, Andrew.
How are you getting through it all, mate, with all the form and trying to back some winners?
Well, I've had an unlucky week with a few horses I've had going for good money haven't logged, and hopefully there's one day to go, and for mine it looks the hardest day of them all off, so I don't know where my money's going to come from, but hopefully it lobs at the end of the day.
The Emirates changed a little bit yesterday with Scottish coming out.
Absolutely, one of the absolute standout chances of Scottish. I think it was in its beautiful race, it would have been my pick, and yep, it certainly has changed a lot. It's opened it right up.
Okay. We're going to get Dean online in just a moment. He's on his way to Flemington, so he's just getting to his car, and then we'll join him. Glenn Munsey's with us, Mark, so we'll look at the market for the first, which is the Maribyrnong Plate. Oh, by the way, something that Mick Goody spoke about earlier, Mark, and that was the... From the outside rail, 4 metres in, has been elevated to provide jockey safety, number one, to make it a more even track, given that the sprinklers, they make the ground really compacted down. So they've aerated that area from the outside rail, 4 metres in.
Yeah, lots of discussion down here this morning, Andrew. John O'Shea was very outspoken. The fact that it gets aerated after the barrier draw... John O'Shea was pretty outspoken on that one.
Okay, well, obviously it's what Mick's done, and he feels he's done the right thing. Dean Lester is online now. He's made it to his car. Good morning to you, Dean.
Yeah, g'day, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. We're just talking about that outside air. It's going to be interesting today, isn't it, that 4 metres?
Oh, well, it's interesting is one word for it, yep.
Okay, you're obviously in some way disappointed just off... what you've just said.
Fields came out on Wednesday, and we have raced Thursday, and then it's decided to be done. I just don't quite understand that, but anyway, see how it plays out.
All right, well, Glenn Munsey's with us. Glenn, let's look at these markets here. We'll give Dean some time to sit down and take it easy there. The market for the Maribyrnong Plate.
Yeah, we start with Azazel here at $3.70 and favourite. Wait for No One at $4.80. Red Zephyr is out. Aspect 11, I'm going to go with probably Chow Chow, at a guess, at $19. Destiny's Own at 31, Phil Phil at 16, Institution 19, Kobayashi 19, Lone Eagle out, 10 Carat 26, Pure Emotion out, Tarima at 10, Crystal Wings at 16, and the bottom one here, which is a resin, and it is a $6 chance. No, sorry, $5 chance. So favourites are the top two and the bottom one here. Not a bad betting race. The best supported runner is actually the bottom one, which is Resin, over the top one, Azazel.
Okay. You comfortable to go, Dean?
Yes, Andrew.
Righto, mate. Give us your thoughts here in the first.
I don't have a firm opinion, but I thought Resin trialled pretty well in at Wyong in good time. And then trialled on the circle at Flemington, wasn't asked to do a lot, and I thought it trialled well. Azel, big strong horse. I thought he won well on debut at Moonee Valley, and I think he'll be strong here. 14 Crystal Wings, trialled down the straight. Thought it trialled under a hold, looked to go quite well. And 2 Wait for No One was very quick at Caulfield. Different sort of scenario here, but should lead them pretty comfortably. 15, 1, 14 and 2.
Yeah, look, it's a very tough race and made harder by the barrier of the outside rail being virtually out of play. I'm going with one drawn out there, number 14, Crystal Wings. I thought it trialled really well. It trialled alongside a stablemate that we saw come out and run well on Tuesday. And good each way odds to beat number 2, Wait for No One, who's got very good speed. The form from Caulfield and Mooney Valley, the two-year-old races, is very similar. 15, Resin, trialled against the older horses up there in Sydney and then jumped out well down here. And one, Azazel, who's had a couple of goes, or one trialling on wet ground, one racing on wet ground, just has to bring that form to dry ground here. Tough race, 14, 2, 15 and 1.
Greg Miles calling today. He likes the 1 to be 2, 4 and 15. 1, 2, 4 and 15 in race number 1. Race 2 here is the Starlight Foundation, a benchmark 90 race.
Yeah, Lord Durandy here at $15. Nozomi 11, Shamakia at 17. Master Zephyr 13, Hipparchus $3.20 favourite. Radical out, Sadaka at 31, Little White Cloud at 9, Nysos at 17, Thunder Teddington 41, Scratch the Next 2, and you wouldn't credit these two could both be in the one racing alongside each other. Curra, $5.50, Kilmacurra at $4.80. Best back runner here is Hipparchus in front of Curra and Kilmacurra.
Okay, Mark, race 2 for you.
I'm hoping they're not alongside each other at the finish, Hoss. I'm hoping Kilmacurra is well clear of them. He's a good horse. That run before a spell, second to Whoop Whoop, was outstanding. Went for a break, came out, got the job done first up. Drawn the outside gate, but rolls across. Whether he leads Sadaka and Lord Durante or whether he takes a sit behind them, I'm not sure. But I think he's the one to beat. To beat 5 for Parkus, who will probably be back off them and chiming in at the right time. 8 Little White Cloud. Hasn't raced for 3 years. It's got form alongside some really good three-year-olds when it was running. It wouldn't shock me. And 9 Nysos, who's getting better with each run, can poke through inside and maybe run a place at odds. 14 from 5, 8 and 9.
I'm going the other way. I'm going to go with Hipparchus just because I think he's had the run at 2,000 metres and he's been building to a win, drops nicely in weight. I think Kilmacurra is a really good horse and it wouldn't be surprised if he's a Caulfield Cup-style horse this time next year. But second up 9 days later, 2,000 metres, big challenge, but he is a very good horse in the making, I think. I'm very wary of Little White Cloud. I looked him up this morning, and some of those runs, as Mark said, around some of the elite horses are very good. I'll be watching him, and 4, I'll put in Master Zephyr next best. Back in distance here, but maybe a drier track will help him. 5, 14, 8 and 4.
And for Greg Miles, it's 5 as well. Hipparchus to beat 13, 14 and 9. 5, 13, 14 and 9 for race 2, Flemington. Race 3, one of the features of the day, the Group 3 Queen Elizabeth. And Dean, there is this bonus, isn't there, for horses that were paid up for the Melbourne Cup that didn't get a run. They can collect a pretty substantial bonus today.
Is it 100,000, Andrew?
Yeah, 100,000. So it'd be...
The Little Engine and Venga Mask.
And Tom Melbourne?
Tom Melbourne, yep.
So there's 3 there. How it be thy name was taken out, wasn't it? So it's not eligible. All right, let's look at the market here.
Okay, we start with Francis of Assisi here at $3.50. How it be thy name at 19. Tom Melbourne, the favourite, $2.40. Jim's Journey, 31. The Little Engine, $5.50. Second Bullets at 13. Venga Mask at 8. Sly Romance out. Angel's Touch, 21, and Argus is a $151 chance. Best supported runner here is Francis of Assisi, 4 into 330. Second pick, Venga Mask, actually a drift. Well, it was 8 to 850, back to 8.
William Buick came to ride Scottish and a couple of others, and Scottish out. This is one of his key rides, Dean, Francis of Assisi.
Yeah, it's got a chance, Andrew. He was okay at Bendigo. I don't like this race there. Tyres stays at the end of their season. I just wonder if the Little Engine has always been sort of aiming at this, and the fact he missed the run in the Melbourne Cup and they've still got the 100,000 bonus running for them won't be a problem. I think he can run well. Tom Melbourne's a good chance. Venga Mask ran really well in the Caulfield Cup, and before that ran well to Almandon at Flemington, so you got to like the way he's going, and won Francis of Assisi. But as I said, that end of sort of season staying race, I'm a bit wary of it. 5, 3, 7 and 1.
Yeah, same four numbers for me. I've put number 5, the Little Engine, on top. I think there's very little between them. Whichever one backs up off the Lexus will probably get the money. To beat number 3, Tom Melbourne, he'll lead. Pretty windy down here, so see how that affects the leaders. He's just got to settle for Dwayne Dunn and he'll run terrific. 1, Francis of Assisi. 1, the Bendigo Cup, but if you take out our Century out of that race, who really was given no hope in the race, it was a very moderate affair. It's got some chance. And 7, Venga Mask, who's going well, has also got some hope. 5, 3, 1 and 7.
Seven's the fancy here for Greg Miles, Vingor Mask, to beat 1, 3 and 5. 7, 1, 3 and 5 in the Queen Elizabeth there. Race 4, large lineup here, and we do welcome our Sky Racing 1 audience to our previews this morning. They've got their breeders from America, but they're with us right now as we preview Flemington. Glenn Munsey's right alongside me for race 4, the Hilton Stakes.
Yeah, we've got Suchet here at $15, Tessara 17, Benz, not you, but the racehorse, at 21. Nicolance favourite, $3.40. Valiano at 18. Inside Agent at 8. Sword of Light, 31. Craft at 14. Verstappen at 7.50. Damn Ready, 21. Magna Rock, 41. Man from Uncle, 12. Simply Invincible, 51. And Enigman at 17, Gratwick 18, Palladian 18, and Scratch the Bottom 4. Well, the best supported runner here is Nicolance, 460. Did go back up 320 earlier this morning, back to 340. Second pick is Inside Agent. He's been as much as 14 into 8. And third pick, Verstappen, 9 into 7, back to 750.
Okay, so a couple back there. Mark, which way for you in race 4?
Well, Cos, it's another very hard race. I'll go with Nicolance, number 4, who obviously has got the coming through form line. Even though coming through probably should have won that race, it's still a terrific form line. He draws wide. If he chooses to go forward like last time, there's a bit of pressure inside him, so he'll need things to go right. To beat number 9, Verstappen won well enough last time, but since trial, terrific up the straight against the cream of the three-year-olds. I think 12 Man from Uncle's the real untapped horse. Looks like it'll go back, and if there is good speed, how it looks on paper, it might be charging late. And fourth pick, number 6, Inside Agent, who'll just be tucked away midfield or a touch worse inside, looking for the breaks to come. Plenty of chances for mine, 4, 9, 12 and 6.
Yeah, I'm going here with number 2, Tessera. I think this is the hardest race of the day. I think he's got a good chance. I liked the trial recently when he freshened up, trialled at Cranbourne to beat 4 Nicolance. Looks a promising horse. 9 Verstappen trialled really well down the straight recently, and 12 Man from Uncle. Looks quite a strong horse. I think he'll be running on 2, 4, 9 and 12.
Yeah, 12's the tip here from Greg Miles, Man from Uncle, to beat 4, 6 and 9. 12, 4, 6 and 9 in the Hilton, race number 4. Race 5, this is over the mile here. A couple of these survived. Was it from New Zealand originally, Dean, survived?
It was, Andrew, yep.
Yeah, it did tackled some nice races. Anyway, what's the market here for the Antler Luggage?
Yeah, we start with Observational here at $11. We've got Marbeal at 5, Petrology 19, Flometer 21, Survive 21, Coronation Chelan 21. Coldstone is out. Lucky Paddy, $5, makes it equal favourite with Marbeal. Then we go to Carlo Bugatti at 8, Streetwise Savoir at 15, Last Bullet 8.50, Loyalty Man 13, Boomtime 10, and Hell on Earth's a $21 chance. Best supported runner here is Lucky Paddy, 6 into 5. Second pick is Carlo Bugatti. It's gone 7.50 out to 8. And third pick is actually the topper here, Observational. We bet as much as $17.
An Observational, was it once
it's a Lloyd horse?
Lloyd horse, wasn't it? Yeah. All right, Dean, race 5 for you here, mate.
Yeah, I like Lucky Paddy here, Andrew. He's got pretty obvious form lines, but I like the form lines for his last run from Master Reset, who then went on to win at Mornington, the Mornington Peninsula Cup, and second in the race was Regis, who won the stage race on Thursday. So it's a good form line. I'm going with him to beat 1 Observational. I'm very wary of him. He's been scratched a few times. First run for the new stable, 13 Boomtime, really good run at Sale, hit the line well that last bit of the race, and 12 Loyalty Man. The blinker's back on from a good draw, he can race a lot closer. 8, 1, 13 and 12.
I've just changed the Quinella around here. I think number 1 Observational in the new stable, he's run 3 starts ago over this sort of trip behind Mahaney there at Moonee Valley, was a beauty. Got too far back in the naturalism, got too far back the other day. I think it's a perfect race for the horse to beat number 8, Lucky Paddy. Ran well at the Valley, been a terrific form race. It's a big danger. 9 Carlo Bugatti. Certainly got ability, like a lot of these Lord Williams ones, coming off long spells. You're not really sure how they're going. And 4th pick, number 13, Boomtime. Had its first start for the Hay Stable, had absolutely no luck, should have won the race. It's got a chance. 1, 8, 9 and 13.
In race 5 for Greg Miles, it's 11 Last Bullet to beat 13, 12 and 8. 11, 13, 12 and 8 in race number 5. Dean, for those that, I know you've been on with us on Thursday, but the biggest audience comes to us on a Saturday, the biggest race day of the week, but it must have been a remarkable day there Tuesday to watch that thrilling finish to be there trackside in the Cup.
Yeah, it's been a remarkable weekend. It was a great Melbourne Cup and a cup to remember, but a unique Oaks on Thursday. I don't think I've ever seen a race like it.
I think most of us probably thought, Dean, at around that 800, that the filly would start feeling the pinch and that the others would rally, but it was just remarkable.
The opposite. Absolute opposite. She just kept going, and well done to Lee Curtis, Francis Cook and Brenton Abdullah. It was a great plan, well had.
Yeah, it was. It was.
You wouldn't be overly excited with it if you backed it at Kembla the previous start.
No, but it's all a part of the makeup getting a fit, isn't it? Yeah. And there she was. And Lee Curtis will be on Thoroughbred Weekly tomorrow morning between 9 and 10 on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central. And it's a 90-minute show tomorrow, 9 till 10:30 with Lee Curtis. We move to race 6, another of the features for the girls, the matriarch.
Yeah, real loves are scratching here. We start with Zanbar's an $8 chance. Canianna at 21, Rocket Commander 26. Gabella is out. Rising Romance, 13. Jessie Bell, 21. Den Magic at 6. Manageress at 16. Lady LaFay, $3.60 and favourite. Tidy Profit is out. Alaskan Rose at 16. Cinnamon Carter, 31. Amarella at 61. Sought After at 8. Happy Hannah at $8.50. Powderworks, 51. And Replique is a $51 chance. Well, the best supported runner here is Lady LaFay. Was well backed at Mooney Valley the other day. They left it in there. And second pick would be Happy Hannah.
Much pace in the race here, Mark, as we come to you to get your tips.
No, I think Gay's got the key to the pace, Andrew. Sought After, Replique, and the other horse that was going for was Rocket Commander. So, look, I think Sought After will find the front. I think it'll dictate the race. It's my pick in the race. I don't know if it's going to run 2,000 metres. We'll find out today. Gay did a very similar thing with Amanpour a couple of years ago and just got run down. I just like the way it won Tuesday. As I say, I think it'll dictate. You've got a few of these mares struggling for form. You've got a few queries at 2,000 metres. Gets a nice run. Could be very hard to catch. To beat number 8, Den Magic. I don't know if it'll run the 2,000 metres. It looks strong enough over the line last week. It's going well. Number 10, Lady LaFay. Yes, it was down in the worst part of the track at the Valley. I'm still on the jury's out for mine after that run. Getting back onto the dry, getting out to 2,000 metres, it can certainly improve, and its best form would probably win. And fourth pick, number 16, Happy Hannah, who draws wide, just come into the race at the right time, will just need some luck from the back. 15, 8, 10 and 16.
I'm going to hope she gets that luck, Happy Hannah. I think fourth up, she's ready to strike. She's her runs have all been good, and I think it's a real target race for her. I like the way she's going. 15 Sought After, yeah, she was brave in front the other day, got a nice run in front, 2,000 metres. She'll give a good sight for a long way. I think Zanbar's going quite well. She ran a good race in the Mire. I think she's better suited at 2,000. And Lady LaFay, yeah, I think the bigger track will help her as much as anything, and maybe the 2,000. I've got her next best. 16, 15, 2 and 10.
Greg Miles likes the 10 here, Lady LaFay, to beat 16, 8 and 15. 10, 16, 8 and 15 for Greg in race 6. We get to the big group ones now. Glenn, the first of these. These markets have been open for a fair while.
Monday, I think they might have went up.
Of course, because they were only original nominations. Yeah, exactly. So they've only been up since Monday. This is the former McKinnon, now known as the Emirates, and they've got $2 million prize check.
Yeah, and we start here with Happy Trails, and this is his last run today, isn't it?
No, last run here in on the Eastern Seaboard. And then he runs in Perth, and that'll be it.
Okay, but he's a $51 chance anyway. Hauraki at 9, the United States $3.50 favourite. Happy Clapper 18, Vadamos $4.20, Awesome Rocket 17, Scottish is out. Endless Drama 11, Palantino 11, Vanbrugh 21,
Tavachi 41, Goodstanding 11, and Seaburge is at $13. Easily the best supported runner here is the United States, just a tick under half the investment on this race. It has gone on to him.
And was there movement on him even with Scottish in?
We'll put it this way. He was $3.50 when the first markets went up, and Scottish went up $5.50. Scottish has come out, and he still remained a $3.50 chance. Mm. So he's basically been $3.50 all the way through. Vadamos, second pick, and then not a great deal between Endless Drama, Palantino, and Howrack.
How's it set up this one, Dean? I guess Vadamos goes forward, but they just don't want him to over-race, do they?
Yeah, well, he just locks onto the bit, though, Andrew. I mean, maybe the earmuffs will help, but once he got keen. The one saving grace is that Mooney Valley, they start right from the crowd, and they've got that short run of the first turn, so that fires them up a bit. Flemington, you're away from the crowd at the 2,000-metre start, and you've got a long run to the first turn, so there's not as much maybe hustle and bustle around him. So maybe he'll relax better, but he wouldn't want to lock on like he did at the Valley, that's for sure.
Mm. Is there much pressure outside him?
Look, Awesome Rock's going to go forward. Good standing. Mm. Led at a reasonable speed at Caulfield until then he hit the wind down the side and then backed it off. But he'd be prominent, I think, with his lightweight.
All right. Who's going to be winning it, mate?
Oh, I think the United States might be winning it, Andrew. I think he's two runs the past two Saturdays have been outstanding. I don't think he's had really hard runs. At the mile, he goes to 2,000. I think he's well suited to win, to beat Endless Drama. First run in Australia, I think he's a big query. I like this trial at Cramford. He looks quite a good horse. Nine, Palantino was a bit of a non-event for him last week. Every time he tried to build momentum, he got stopped. He could improve. He's such a good Flemington horse usually. And bat him off, just how he comes off that Cox Plate run. If he comes off a fine, he's a legitimate winning chance. 3, 8, 9, and 5.
I'll tip number 3, the United States, on top. He's 2,000 metres. He's a fantastic horse. He's racing in great form. He'll be back, and he'll just be moving his way into the race to beat number 9, Palantino. He just might not have fired in Sydney, this horse. He came back to Flemington Saturday. He had absolutely no luck. He should have finished a lot closer. He looks like he's relaxing better these days to get to 2,000 metres. 12, good standing. Look, the jury's out whether it runs a strong 2,000. It did face the breeze. They went slow at Caulfield. If it does, I think it'll be right in the finish. And fourth pick, number 5, Vadamos, did an enormous job to run fourth in the Cox Plate, but obviously has to settle a lot better than that. 3, 9, 12, and 5.
For Greg Miles, it's 3, the United States, to beat 5, 6, and 4. 3, 5, 6, and 4 for Greg in the Emirates. The other Group 1, we've spoken with a few of the trainers this morning. What a cracker it is, the Darley Classic.
Yeah, and I reckon this is a race that's had 6 favourites in it since we've first put the markets up. But we've got Lankan Rupee here at $6.50. Turn Me Loose at 21. The Quarterback at $5.50. Japanisma, 15. Fell Swoop, 8. Our Boy Malachi, favourite, $4.60. Malaguira, 8.50. Holler, 26. Keena Ray, 31. Spieth, 12. English, 15. And Shidell's a $14 chance. Best supported runner here is the Quarterback in front of Malaguira. Third pick is Lankan Rupee.
Dean, as I come to you for the pace aspect of this race, given what they've done to the outside with the aeration of that area, and we've only got one straight race before that being the two-year-old, I guess how do the jockeys play this?
Well, I don't know, Andrew. The speed's drawn out wide. The aeration is supposed to be just to be an evening and not a distance. Advantageous, so
yep.
There still might be a reason to go out there, and I'm sure the jockeys are walking significantly through the day. But I think the speed's out wide, and the bulk of the field would be wise to probably follow the speed.
Yeah, all right. Well, Mark, what's for you in the Darley?
Look, it's a tough race, Andrew. I'm going to go with number 6, Our Boy Malachi. I think the query with him, I know he's won at 1,200, but the query is the end of a strong 1,200 metres. He showed last time at Caulfield he can come from behind. I think if he just tucks in just behind the speed, it's such an honest horse that he'll run well. Number 10, Spieth, it won't shock me one bit if he wins. He's obviously a very much a work in progress. He was terrific when he first up. If he puts it all together, he just might go bang. I think 3, the Quarterback's got a great hope. Ran well at the Valley, but he's a much better horse at Flemington. And 7, Malaguira, Chase Home Star Turn first up. I think if Star Turn was in this race, you'd be backing that horse for sure. It only has to improve off that run to be in the finish. Tough race, 6, 10, 3 and 7.
It's a very open race, so I'm going a different way. I'm going with Lankin Ruthie. I loved his appearance at Caulfield. Haven't seen him look as good as that since he's probably his healthier days. I thought he ran well with that luck. I think everything's right with him this time in, and he's an elite A-grade sprinter. These are good horses, but I think he's a good winning chance. I think the quarterback will run well back to Flemington. He's got a great chance. I think Turn Me Loose is the forgotten horse. He wasn't really knocked about first up. He's trialled well since. He's a multiple Group 1 winner, and he goes well second up. And I'll put Fell Swoop in. I don't think the earmuffs worked with him at all at Caulfield, and that's the form around Star Turn and also Malaguera. And then he raced really well in the Manicato, so I'm giving him a chance. 1, 3, 2 and 5.
And I'd nearly forget. I mean, how dare I not remember? Dean's in the quarterback. Good luck to you, mate.
Carrot. That's why he was late into the car.
It wasn't why I was late into the car.
Mate, I hope he runs really well. Just talking to Robbie yesterday, Robbie Griffiths on air, everything's just gone to plan.
Yeah, it has really, which is unusual going into a good race. But, yeah, he hasn't missed a workout, hasn't missed a gallop. The races we set him for, he's running. So it's all gone well so far.
Yeah, good luck to you, mate. Greg thinks it can win. Greg Miles likes the quarterback number 3 to beat 7-1-6, 3-7-1-6 in the Derby Classic. And Flemington wraps up this famous week of racing at 5:45.
Yeah, we've got Akavurin here at $8 chance. Entirely Platinum 17, Ullman at 4, Scratch the Next 2, down to Lord Aspen at 7, Scratch Redkirk Warrior. Demonstrate on the back up, $2.15 favourite. Rough Justice 15, Lucky Liberty 9, and Scratch the bottom 2. Demonstrate the best supported runner here, but this race has been cut up by the scratchings.
Righto. Dean, how do you see the last here?
I'm going to go with Demonstrate. He's on the back up. I always like the back up. It was a tough week, and I think Malaguera did this double last year, and I think Demonstrate's a good chance of doing it again. He'll have to sit off and probably come with one run like he did Tuesday. Ullman, back to a handicap, back to 1,400. I think he'll run well. Akavurin, Scratch from Thursday in preference for this race. I think he's competitive and entirely Platinum. His last 18 runs have been at the stakes level. He just gets that little class drop freshened up. He might improve. 8, 3, 1 and 2.
Yeah, I've got the same trifecta. I think number 8, Demonstrate, is the one to beat. I thought his win was okay Tuesday. I think he's quite suspect at the end of 1,400 metres, but it just looks like being such a moderate tempo. He'll just sit back, peel to the outside. He's got that good turn of foot. He'll just have to hold him up and hold him up. To beat number 3, Ullman, dropping back from the mile to 1,400 metres, but getting back on top of the ground's a big plus for the horse. 1, Akavurin. It was in the finish with Ullman there last time. Hasn't raced for 5 weeks. And I thought number 6, Lord Aspen, had a place chance. He's run well at this track each time he comes over. He's going well in Adelaide. This is a harder race, but he gets a nice run. 8, 3, 1 and 6.
Boxing the same numbers here, Greg Miles. He goes 3 to beat 1, 8 and 6. 3, 1, 8 and 6 in race number 9. So they're the tips for the boys. Got a good thing or two, Mark?
Oof, Ross, it's hard work for the punters today. I'll go race 2, number 14, Kilmacurra.
Race 2, number 14. If we can back a winner, we're going to end up in front.
Well, that's the plan. Hasn't worked that well, Ross, but that's the plan.
Yeah, no, I understand. Good luck to you, mate.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter there. Dean, what about you?
Andrew, yeah, very tough day, but I like Lucky Paddy, race 5, number 8.
Race 5, number 8. Righto, and Greg Miles, I should mention, Ormond's his best, race 9, number 3 in the last, race 9, number 3. Mate, safe travels. Good luck with the quarterback. I think many of our listeners will be with you today, mate. I hope he can run right up to what Flemington Strait normally brings from him.
Yeah, well, he usually does disappoint at Flemington, and let's hope he just puts in a good run.
You take it easy. Thanks a lot, Dean.
Thanks, Andrew.
Dean Lester, Mark Hunter, looking at the program today at Flemington. And Glenn Munsey's about to leave us here on Sky Racing 1 with further things to happen out of Flemington right through the day. What have you got for us?
We'll have a look at the Jockeys Challenge, Andrew, at Flemington. Dwayne Dunn, the favourite in the jocks at 2.10 over any other jockey, 4.40. Huey Bowman and Damien Lane at 9. James McDonald, Damien Oliver, 10. Karen McAvoy, 11. Craig Williams at 26. There's also a market on the Jockey of the Carnival. Huey actually leads it at the moment on 20 points. He's $1.25. Leading Flemington trainer, well, at the moment it's Chris Waller on 19 in front of Hayes and Dabernick and Hayes at 17. But Hayes, Dabernick and Haynes, Hayes, Hayes. There's too many of them. At $2 over Chris Waller at $2.40. Jocks at Canterbury. The favourite there is Timmy Clark at $2.30 over Josh. Jason Collett $3.60. Josh Barr $4.40. Christian Reith $7. Nick Haywood $18. Rory Hutchings $21. Ty England and any other jockey $41. And they're the only jocks we've got up at the moment. Doombin, they're a little bit late.
You're
putting the names up. Jimmy Brown and Larry Cassidy are the first two.
Okay. You enjoy the day. Take it easy. I know you're looking forward to getting home, but enjoy today.
Yeah, only nine to go, Andrew.
You enjoy it. Good on you, mate.
Thank you.
Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au. We're going to come back in a moment. We'll be previewing our Brisbane meeting.
Our next caller is Mick, who has something to say to Greg.
Yeah, Greg Hall. I just love him. Ever since the derby, I backed him on Mahogany, and once he kicked in the straight, no one had an answer. I'll never forget it.
Stunning, Mick. Stunning. It's easy to love a bet this spring carnival because we've got exciting offers going all the way to the finish line. Tab. We love a bet. Terms and conditions at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
When you're held up in traffic and the nerves are strung up, imagine time out to relax with a glass of Sacred Hill wine. Try Sacred Hill Tramadol Riesling by De Bortoli. Here's the traffic.
Good morning. In the city, a maintenance crew is filling a pothole at the intersection of Jewett at Kent Street, with the lane closed on each. At the airport, it's busy into the international terminal on Marsh Street. Mossman's slow towards the zoo on Military Road. The Pacific Highway is heavy from Gordon to Tarramurra, and Seven Hills is on the brakes at Old Windsor Road, approaching at Seven Hills Road. I'm Tara Mulcair. That's the latest traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
This spring racing carnival, it's easy to help support the CUB 55. The 55 CUB workers terminated without notice and then offer their jobs back for 65% less pay. Simply join the Spring Replacing Carnival and replace any CUB-made beers with anything else. And celebrate the GGs without the CUBs. It'll not only send a message of support to the workers, it'll send a blunt message to CUB management and hopefully increase their odds of offering their jobs back. Visit the Boycott CUB page on Facebook for full details of which beers to avoid.
Authorised by Alan Hicks, ETU Australia.
This is Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley. Brought to you by TAB. We love a bet.
Time now to have a look at Brisbane racing today. We're at Doomben. It's going to be fine and hot there and very windy. We're looking at around 35 degrees in Brisbane with those strong winds. The scratchings, race one clear, race two take out 7, 10, 11, 13, 14 and 15. Race three, the scratchings are 2, 4, 7, 10 and 11. Race 4, the scratchings are 12 and 15. Race 5 at Doomben, take out number 7. Race 6, take out 6, 7, 9, 12, 15 and 17. Race 7, 10, 12, 14 and 16. And race 8, you can take out 3, 12 and 15. So they're the scratchings. And Bernadette Cooper, a very light dress today, 35 degrees there.
Yes, yes. It's very hot, and it's very hot already. There's no wind around yet, but really still bends. But 35 degrees is going to be hot, and I expect the track probably to end up to, you know, closer to a good 2 than a good 4 by the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's hook straight into it, Bernie. Race number one, what's your fancy here?
Well, I'm going to stick with Perplexity. I did tip him last time out, and he was probably a run away still, and I was a little bit wary of that fact and thought it possibly could be the case, and it was. Admittedly, he probably went out a little bit hard on him. He did lead that race by 7 or 8 lengths at one stage. Looked like he was going to compound badly in the straight, but he hangs in there, this horse. He just, you know, he battles away, and he's beaten about 3 lengths by the nominator on that occasion. So I think today, I think being back to Doomben probably helps this horse. He seems to love it. He's won 4 races there. And I think fitness-wise, he should be cherry ripe here today. 2 to beat 3, Emerald City, who's been great. Winning in weaker grades, beating horses like Lever Lever and Anna Mann. And you could make a good case
that he probably Anaman should have beat him on that occasion, but nonetheless, from a great stable and no weight on his back here today and a good gate. Amex, obviously back from his Sydney campaign, and the four last, Biagia, was a good winner there a couple of starts ago. Probably struggled to get the trip last time out. 2-3-1-4.
Last Biagia is the fixed odds favourite in the first at $3.80. To race two, and Champ Elect, there's been a very good word around town for this Christmas 2-year-old, currently at $2.20 fixed with TAB fixed odds.
Yeah, she's short, isn't she? And look, if she struts into the yard, and I think she looks a little ripper, I'm probably going to jump on her. But at this stage, I'm happy to stick with Exceptol. He's had two starts and run two thirds behind very nice horses. I feel like he's been rushed in the run. So I think actually stepping up to 1110 will suit this horse. He's got lovely gate speed. He's drawn beautifully in barrier two here today. So he spends nothing to get there. And hopefully he gets there under, you know, a little bit more wrap than he has in those other two races. And that'll save something for the end. Six, Champ Elect, obviously wary of the market and what it suggests about this filly. Eminent has obviously trialled well at the Sunshine Coast, and Bungari Boy can only improve on his first up second there in a small field at the Gold Coast. So 1, 6, 3, and 2.
To race number three at Doomben, this is an 11-10 race for the 3-year-olds, and Ty Trelawney, number three, favourite at $1.85 TAB fixed odds. I've been practising it for days too, and I bugger it up. Downloading's the second pick at $4.20.
Yeah, you know, and I think if she draws the barrier, well, there's a number of scratchings here. I think she starts from 7 out of 7 now, so I think $1.85 is a great price to win her. And I think had she drawn one or two, she'd be, you know, $1.60 or something like that. So I'm tipping her. I think she's special here today. She was brilliant last campaign and brilliant, you know, from start to finish. She's a rocket out of the machine. She's got a lovely high cruising speed. The last start you saw her beaten by Winning Rupert, they elected to take a sit on her, and the sectionals weren't probably in her favour to take a sit on that occasion. So she doesn't have to improve to be winning there, just be as good as she was last time out. Thunder Raiders obviously racing well, but creeping up in the weights. Downloading and Pinch Mountain, both from the Heathcote stable, will be thereabouts. But I think she's a good thing. At the short odds, 3, 1, 5, and 6.
Yep, $1.85 with TAB fixed odds at the moment for Tony Gollan and Tegan Harrison. Race four here. This, Bernie, is for the fillies and mares.
Yeah, I'm going to wear Daisy Duke over the favourite, Bit Eyed Babe. A couple of reasons. They both draw form lines through handwritten. Daisy Duke, you know, getting beat by him by about 3.5 lengths at Doomben when he was hard up against the fence and he was going great guns. Bit Eyed Babe beating him at Eagle Farm when he was, you know, fell in a hole after leading and not getting near the fence. So I think you got two different handwritings on two different occasions there. So, it's, you know, it can be tricky to line up that form. But Daisy Duke was great winning at Doomben prior to that, albeit in a fillies and mares class three. But I thought she took a lot of ground, not a lot of ground, but she made ground on handwritten on that occasion. And to be honest, it looked as if he buried everybody on that day, and she was making good ground. So I think she draws a nice gauge. She's got Robbie Pratt on board. I think there's a bit to like about her. The price is quite nice there as well. Bit Eye Babe, she's going to map a tad awkward here today from that gate, but she's only little and she's got a big heart and she just never lays down. 1350, first time for her, but I don't think it'll be a problem. Five, Mamzelle Corday from Rockhampton for third, and then I threw in the 11, Kim Noir is a nice winner last time out. Could even be a surprise winner, Kim Noir, to be honest. 6-2, 5-11.
Daisy Duke at the moment, $5 with TAB fixed odds in that fourth race. Race five, a benchmark 80 here today at Doomben. Stella Ombra, number 11, is the favourite at 360 over Betterland at the moment. The second pick at $4.
I'm going away with Betterland. I do think he's got a lift, and perhaps his second up form might not be as good as his first up form. So I'm wary of that. I did think there was improvement in him, looking at him in the yard last time out and watching the way he raced. So I think he's going to do well here in Queensland, this horse, and he's going to map beautifully from his good gait. Jeff can pick and choose really where he wants to be. He's used to carrying these kind of weights. In fact, he drops only half a kilo from his class weight 3 to a benchmark 80. So it sort of tells us what kind of benchmark 80 we're looking at. So I do think it's a winnable race for him. 6 for 2nd, 5 within, a good each way odds. I like this horse when he gets down in the weights. I like him on a good track, and I like him when he draws the middle of the pack and he can be smothered up and hidden away. Otherwise, he over races. The 11 is my third pick, Stella Omber. He was unlucky. He had to use him up a bit mid-race last time out from that awkward gate. He ran second to Bid-Eye Babe on that occasion, and then I threw in the 14, which is Solendo. Probably gets back from the bad gate, but maybe doesn't really get a strong mile, so 13.50 is going to help him out a little bit here today. 1, 6, 11, 14.
To race number 6, it's a class 3, and it's over the 11.10 again. And another for Tony Gollan here, My Girl Hayley, number 16, is the favourite at $3. And clear favourite, the next best is the toppy, Brooklyn Storm, at $6.
Yeah, a number of good chances drawn very wide here. In fact, I was probably surprised Brooklyn Storm was running, and it may be even Fiery Heights, they both drew on the wing, but a lot of these horses have got that summer carnival in mind, and they're kicking off, and or they, you know, they've got their runs in place, and they don't want to, you know, compromise their fitness, so they're running. I suggest. Look, I'm going the way of the 16 here, but not with any huge confidence. My Girl Hayley. Not that I doubt her ability, but she's a little bit of a roly. Well, she's a big girl actually, and she can be a bit on the big side, and I'm just really not sure how forward she is. We'll see Tony, obviously, when we get to the track. The flip side of that is that she's got 52 kilos on her back and a nice barrier, whereas a lot of these chances have drawn bad barriers here today, so she maps beautifully. We have seen her show speed on occasion. We've also seen her come from behind when better class races, but I'd say in this race, you're looking at her being sort of fourth or fifth and getting a lovely cozy run. So, and fitness-wise, well, we just have to wait, I guess, till we see Tony at the races and see what he says. Denarius hasn't won for a long time, but he's another horse that maps really well. He's got some lovely fresh form. Not outstanding fresh form. Four goes to win in a second in there. But very talented on his day. A little elusive sometimes, but I like him here today with the tongue tie on. Brooklyn Storm and Fiery Heights, obviously, drew bad barriers last time in, led from barrier 14 on a couple of occasions, but it was 13.50, not 11.10. And even though I don't have this horse in my picks, I've thrown him in the quad, and that's a horse called Alack from the David Murphy stable. It's a good each-way bet here today, I think. So 16, 3, 1 and 5.
And the other one, number 13, to race 7, again over the 11.10. And prompt return is just favourite, the 6, at 4.60 with tab fixed odds, over Wicked Intent at 4.80.
Yeah, we've got some great old horses going around here. I'm really keen to see Rockets of Glory return, and he's won a trial leading into this. I really, you know, could see any number of horses winning this race. I went with Whiskey All Round purely because he's drawn barrier one and he's going to get the gun run just in behind probably many leaders here. That, you know, you've got Rockets of Glory, you've got Rocky King, you've got Hard Stride. The list goes on. Wicked Intent's probably going to be positive. Yeah, a whole heap of speed. So this guy probably just lobs in the gun spot behind them. Fresh form is okay. He's won 2 of 7 and placed a couple of other times. Doom and form's good. Yeah, it looks a nice little race for him at about 10s, I think. So we'll go his way. A 6 prompt return, I think, maps rather awkwardly from his barrier here today. Certainly he gets a race on with plenty of speed, which suits him. He overraced terribly 2 starts ago. Everything fell into his lap the last time at Eagle Farm. I'm not so sure it will today. The 11 Flying Riddle is another one that just, you know, not a horse I pick very often, to be honest, Flying Riddle, but looks like he's going to get everything in his favour today, and that is smothered away worse than midfield with a ton of speed on. And then I threw in the 13, which is too good to refuse, probably too short. I suspect Desley's using this as a trial for the summer series heats for him. But nonetheless, a talented chap. So 4, 6, 11 and 13.
Yeah, Whiskey All Round at the moment, $9.50 with tab fixed odds in that race. And a look at the last here, a class 6 Prove Larka, number 13, the favourite, at 3.20 over Lord Coconuts.
Yeah, and I like both of those horses. I'm going to have Dream Finish. She's racing very well. She only beat a couple home the other day in the Punta Norte race, but she had to get back from the bad gate, and she really wasn't able to make a lot of ground from the half mile. Nothing towed her into the race. She would have had to go 3 deep from the half mile. You could just see that she didn't really want to do that because she would have been very exposed. So as it turns out, she's sort of 6 lengths off them coming to the turn, and the leader won. You know, they weren't quite steady, to be honest, and so it was always really difficult. So better run than it probably looks on paper. So Certainly her other two runs this time in have been super, one behind Jobra and one when she won first up that 3D trip. So I think she gets a nice run from the good gate here today, and I want to stick with her. Six to Danger, Lord Coconuts, drawn just inside her, gets equally as good a run. Winnie forms good form. The 13, here's my third pick, Prove Larka. Drawn, you know, a little awkward, really, from the mile start here, but looks like the mile is really going to suit this chap, and he's got a bit of class about him, although it beaten by 100-1 pop last time out, but that 100-1 pop since race again and ran a third or fourth in a respectable race. Anyway, I threw an emphasis. I like this horse when he gets the mile. He's the last up winner in a weak race at Sunshine Coast, but on his day, definitely worth a city win, so 10, 6, 13 and 11.
And the best there for Doomben?
Yeah, look, I really struggled today. I've only made that shorty my best at this stage, but if I pushed came to shove and I wanted to risk that champ elect in the second, I probably could make the top weight there, except I'll a special. So race two, number one, and race three, number three.
You enjoy it, and we'll see you on Sky Thoroughbred Central right through the day. Thanks a lot, Bernie.
Thanks, Ben. See you.
Bernadette Cooper from a very hot Brisbane today. Let's go straight to Newcastle, the Beaumont meeting. It's fine and a good four. The rail is true. The scratchings, race one, take out the two emergencies, 11 and 12. Race two, take out number six. The third is clear, race four, number three. Race five, 4, 7 and 14, stay at home. Race six, number eight. Race seven, number five. And race eight, number one. And joining us is Gary Harley. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Fine and windy, mate, for today's meeting.
Yeah, going to be very windy right down the eastern seaboard. They've got it everywhere. Let's look at them, mate. We've got about 11 minutes here to look at the card. Roman Sun's the favourite in the first, number 10, at $2.80.
Oh, in 3, 2, 10 and 8. I think Benny can win. Robert Thompson riding for Gary Fraser. Gary's having a good run at the moment. Mm. Mate, if you go back to May, this horse was beaten a length and a half in a Randwick maiden by Pennsylvania Avenue, and he was only beaten ahead in a Randwick maiden over 1400 by Texas Rebel. Now, he's had three runs this time in, just nosed out at Horsbury, two runs back. First run at 2000. I think this could be his race. It's not a real strong field. Two Casaragi for Chris Waller. Third run back, ready to do something. The favourite, number 10, Roman Sun. He's had two runs. He got beat two lengths here over the 1350. Think I'll beat four lengths at Canterbury. He goes straight to 2200. Today, but he's out of his Abeel mare. And number eight, best for the others. 3, 2, 10 and 8.
Race number two, and Sama Doubt, here's the shorty, Gary. $1.75 with tab fixed odds. Bend It Like Benny is the next best at $5.
Hard to go past Sama Doubt, Andrew. It won by 4.5 lengths in that maiden plate at Kembla the other day. It led and just dropped them cold. Very soft win. Two good seconds prior to that. Narrowly beaten at Hawkesbury and Kembla. Should win the race. Five Laszlo's going really good for Kristen Buchanan. He's a bit of value. He went to the line hard to win that race at Scone the other day. Number one, Bend It Like Benny. He's run 2, 4, 5 seconds in his last six. He's always there. And number four, Valentina Rossa. 2, 5, 1, 4.
To race three on the Beaumont at Newcastle. This track's holding up really well, isn't it, Gary?
Oh, enormous, mate.
Yeah.
It's been just on 12 months now.
Yeah.
Around about Derby Day last year, and gee, it's had a lot of racing, but it has been a real lifesaver.
It'll be really looking forward to that break when the new course proper opens, but by gee, it's handling it really well. Race three, the maiden here over the 1350. Three Kings Guard, the favourite at 215 over Siskin, number nine, at 240.
Two horse race, two of the great stables, O'Shea and Hawken, and Hawks. I'm with number nine, Siskin. Under the maiden plate conditions, she's only got 55.5. I think she's the only filly in the race. She ran third at Warwick Farm, beaten half a length on Debut behind Sparkle. And her only other run, she went to Kembla the other day. She got into trouble at the 200. She ran third and protested successfully against the second horse on that occasion. She was a bit stiff. She'd be very hard to beat here. Blinkers first time in a soft draw. Kingsguard's got terrific Sydney form for a race like this. Hasn't run for 4 months, but he ran three placings at Warwick Farm and Rose Hill, and he won a recent barrier trial easily. The other two, six Snickers and a Twist for Greg Bennett and one Calypso Bay, 9361.
To race number four, a maiden over the 1250. Godolphin have got relaxed here, number two at $3 favourite. Mr Chow at 460, along with Haley, number seven. And then we're out to the five and the six, Chuckles and Egg Tart, both at $6.50.
I like Chris Wallace, who was high lead. He's had the one run, got beat four lengths at Canterbury, but had blundered that at the start that day, back in August. And it came from last, beat about three or four home, made up three or four lengths, and did hang under pressure on the home turn. He's had a good trial lately at Rosehill, just beaten in the trial by Baltic Whisper with no pressure on it. I think it'll run very well, as most of his horses do here on a Saturday. Number four, Mr Chow, had no luck at all at Scone. I put it in for second. Too relaxed. Was well beaten when he run at, the favourite when he run second at Kembla the other day. But Sam O'Dowd won the race, beat him four and a half lengths. But he'll be a lot fitter for the run. And number five, Chuckle, 7425.
To race number five at Newcastle, number 10, Mega Malls, the favourite at 380 with tab fixed odds here. Gary, one for that races in the famous Dato Tan Chin Nan colours.
Yeah, and I got her on top too, mate. She's got an awkward draw, a tricky draw. And she's by Pendragon, so she probably, realistically, after a run or two, wanted a bit further. But the freshness is in her legs. She won a trial at Warwick Farm over 800. Hit the front near the end on October 18th. And she was just beaten in a Ramwick trial by Snow Sparkle. But she's had the two runs at Warwick Farm. She runs second on a heavy beaten three lengths to the very smart Kentucky Miss, Black Dyke winner, back in January. She's very well placed here, but the barrier is tricky. Number nine, Just Dreaming, a first starter of Chris Lee's for the Wanless family. Bolted in a recent trial at Wyong. Schnitzel Philly, I'd be very wary of her. Wonder Magic and three Galaxy Jack and two of us has got a place hope two, number five. 10-9-1-3-5.
10-9-1-3-5 there in race number five. Race six, Phoebe's Last, number five, the favourite at $3. Over Akasaki, number three, at $4. And Smoke and Valentina at $4.40.
Phoebe's Last's form's good enough to win this. Greg Hickman's got her. First up at Wyong, he produced. He's pretty confident, he told us on Sky, and she sat outside the leader and just got nailed near the post, got beat less than half a length that day by a Sharpie, one of John Sargent. She had a win at Nowra and a placing there last time in. She was only beaten three and a half lengths one day at Canterbury. Barrier five, Thompson to ride, straight to the front. I like her. Six, Megan Valentina, the danger. Went okay at Kembla first up, run second, was beaten three lengths, but did go okay. Number three, Akasaki, it's got a chance, and number seven, Ajita, 5-6-3-7.
5-6-3-7 there. To race number seven, the second last on this Beaumont track at Newcastle, and we've got here in the Lord Mayor's Cup, number three, Belle Celine at $3, favourite tab fixed odds, over Classic Uniform at $3.40, and number four, Duke, is the third pick at $5.
Absolutely flying, Belle Celine. I made her the best bet of the day. First up here on October 15, Rachel King had a first ride on her. Gary Portelli told her to lead, and he told her to try and pinch a break because she's a little bit weak at 1,200 last time in. She dropped them on the home turn, put five on them and bolted in. Went to Gosford the other day. There was a delay at the start. Horse was a late scratching. She didn't fly out like she usually did. Went straight to second, took the lead on the turn and held off the challengers to win again. She won at Warren before she went to the paddock, so she's looking for four straight. Gary told me on Thursday she's come back much, much stronger. And even though it's not a bad field, thought she was the bet of the day. Duke's a promising horse for Jason Demas. Won three out of four, won well first up at Taree, two Classic Uniform, one of Gary Moore's, good city form, three Rosehill placings last time in, and number 11 the other one, 3-4-2-11.
That's the feature of the Lord Mayor's Cup. And the last here, number nine, Art Damore, is the fixed odds favourite at $2.50, Gary, over eight, all from scrap at $4. And then we're out to Wayne Wah, number four, at $4.60.
Very good race again. He's a pretty promising horse, all from scrap. I was talking to David Atkins, his trainer, Thursday, and Dave was thinking he might scratch him and run him next Sunday. There's a big meeting at Broadmeadow because he had the outside alley, 10 alley, but there is a scratching. So he's in nine, but Andrew, he's got very good speed. He's won two out of three, and he was a bit stiff in the other one. He raced a bit green at Scone. He bolted in here the other day, straight to the front, and left them standing in the straight. Regular rider Alison Threadwell suspended. Robert Thompson goes aboard, and he'll probably sit outside the leader. He'll be very hard to beat, and he's at good odds. Tell you what, he's a Art Damore's a very intriguing horse. Trained at Tamworth by Cody Morgan. He was favourite for the highway at Rosehill last Saturday, and Cody scratched him. He's won two out of two up there in the bush at Gunnedah and Armidale, and he won by panels at Armidale last start. Now, that's way back in March, but he has trial good, won a trial well. Big question mark on him, number nine, the favourite. Number four, Wahingwa, one of Chris Lee's. Started off with a big win at Gosford, the win at Warwick Farm at the end of last year. Has got very good city form. She's first up, had a couple of trials, and number three, the other one, winning supreme. 8, 9, 4, and 3, mate. Best bet, race 7, number 3, Belle Celine. Beautiful day because you get in from the wind everywhere there at Newcastle, mate. There's that many areas where you can get away from it, and it's a good program.
It certainly is, and you'll be on air on Sky Sports Radio right through the day with the late mail, the first at 1:56. Enjoy the day, Gary.
Thanks, Andrew.
Gary Harley there, and they race on the Beaumont track, which at the moment is rated a good 4. But as we know, it's going to be very, very windy there. That completes our race preview.